Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Following days of torrential rain, the Pacific Northwest is experiencing flooding of historic proportions. Bridges, roads, and even some homes have been swept away. A state of emergency is in effect in Washington state. The Trump administration vows to appeal a federal judge's release of Kilmer Abrego Garcia, an illegal immigrant who had been living in Maryland. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says this is another case of judicial activism.
Abrego Garcia is present in our country illegally. He is a proven human trafficker. He is a proven gang member. The administration has evidence of that. And as you saw from the Department of Homeland Security, they issued a statement saying they'll continue to fight this legal battle in court.
Australia's first of its kind social media ban for kids under 16 is being challenged in court.
This is the second high court challenge that the government's faced. Just last month, two teenagers also launched a legal challenge against this bill. And it's just, what, 2 days after the law came into force. But of course, I think, you know, the government was bracing itself for these legal challenges. The government has said repeatedly that it's not going to be threatened by these legal challenges. It will fight in the courts, that it's on the side of the parents, not the platforms. But it's, of course, a law that has caused a lot of discussion about how best to protect young people, but also how to go about it and who's responsible for protecting the children. Is it the platforms? Is it the government? Is it the parents?
The BBC's Katie Watson. A Republican-friendly congressional redistricting plan has gone down to defeat in the GOP majority. Indiana State Senate, 21 Republicans joining every Democrat voting against it. President Trump says Republicans could have picked up a couple of House seats had that plan been approved. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 105 points, NASDAQ futures down 127. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a wreck on the Beltway on the west side just occurred in the last couple of minutes. Interloop near the ramp at I-70. If you're coming up from Route 40, fire department just arrived there. Looks like probably a pickup truck. I can't tell for sure. It's still too dark. Might be a bigger size truck than that. Another vehicle involved right side of the roadway. So again, if you're coming up from Route 40, looks like the ramp to I-70 is open for straight-ahead traffic towards Liberty Road. Just stay over to the left-hand side. Anne Arundel County, minor wreck, Ritchie Highway near the bridge at Route 100. There was a pretty bad wreck early this morning in southern Maryland, and they're still there, Route 4 at Route 402, and some local road blockage in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cold for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 20s and 30s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and highs in the upper 30s. A little bit warmer on Saturday, and then we're tracking our next weather maker with snow coming in early Sunday morning. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
29 degrees in Boley's Quarters, 27 in Randallstown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 72-year-old man is charged with killing his 76-year-old girlfriend in Edgewater. Anne Arundel County police were called to a home on Linden Avenue for a report of an unresponsive woman. And when they arrived, they found Joanna Gibbs dead with apparent trauma to her body. Homicide detectives identified Bruce Dunham as a suspect in the case, and he was arrested and charged with murder. The state medical examiner is conducting an autopsy to determine the cause and manner of Gibbs' death. A Cecil County woman has been charged with killing her infant daughter. Maryland State Police say 24-year-old Destiny Shiverall faces charges that include first-degree murder in the death of the five-month-old. Law enforcement responded to a 911 call on December 4th and found the infant dead in a home on Lidl Circle in Rising Sun. And Shiverall was arrested after consultation with the Cecil County State's attorney. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 473. The pick four, 3384. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The Orioles make it official yesterday and have called a 4 p.m. press conference for today at Camden Yards to officially introduce Pete Alonso to Baltimore. 5 years, $155 million. Alonso to provide the middle-of-the-order power bat the Birds lacked a year ago. Meanwhile, back in New York, some, if not most, lamenting the loss, including Mets analyst and former first baseman Keith Hernandez.
Sad to see Pete go. I mean, I've always loved Pete because Pete cared. He came every day. He never got hurt. And he played to win, and he's, you know, his numbers back up his performance.
Yeah, those numbers include 264 home runs since 2019, third most in the majors behind Aaron Judge and Kyle Schwarber, and they're six in front of Shohei Ohtani. Full team participation yesterday for the Ravens, including Lamar, as the team gets set for the Bengals on Sunday in cold, cold Cincinnati. A high temp of 12 degrees expected. Wide receiver Zay Flowers on the frigid conditions.
I've been in some cold games from Boston College to now, so I don't think it really affect me. I don't think it affect nobody here because we practice outside every day. And, yeah, I think we'll be all right.
Oh, so the team avoided a grievance hearing with defensive lineman Travis Jones yesterday, agreeing on a 3-year contract extension valued at $40.5 million. Coming up in 30 minutes, Army-Navy, just a day away. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, December 12, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome to the program. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at a number of issues. But our top story here today is that once again, the rhinos, the MAGA haters, are running the show, especially in Indiana. As we head into the midterm elections, it is believed that we need at least to flip 10 seats through redistricting to protect against losing the House at the midterms. Every single seat is crucial. Every state that could be. You know, we started with Texas with their five. California said they're going to wipe out Texas's five. You know, here in Maryland, they're looking at redistricting, which I still think is going to come up during this special session next week. We'll see. They keep telling us no, but frankly, I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. Just like I don't trust the MAGA Republicans, I mean the anti-MAGA Republicans, the rhinos that basically run the state of Indiana. And they have done it. The Indiana Senate rejected the plan to redraw the state's congressional districts to produce two more GOP-friendly seats, thus rejecting President Trump's campaign to pressure the Republican supermajority to fight back. This is intentional. This is sabotage by the Republicans because they want to stop Trump. They want to slow and halt his agenda. They want to get rid of Trump once and for all. They want to kill MAGA. And Senator Majority Leader Chris Garton gave a screaming endorsement of the redistricting plan that should have given Republicans all nine seats, but was killed late yesterday.
Some will say these maps are political. Let me be clear. You're damn right they are. Political policy is political. Safe streets are political. Look at Indianapolis. Affordable electricity is political. A drug-free Indiana is political. Peace in the Middle East is political. I dealt with it firsthand. If drawing a map that secures two more seats for the Republican Party means that we continue to see overdose deaths drop by 20%, then I'll draw that map every single day of the week and twice on Sunday. If drawing a map means that we'll continue to see a 93% drop in illegal immigration, then I'll sign it with a smile on my face. We're not here to be neutral arbiters of decline. We're here to be active agents of American greatness.
Yeah, but it's hard to do that when you have people that want to stop and halt that greatness every step of the way. We saw it in the first term of President Trump. There were a lot of poison pills. There were a lot of folks who were buried deep inside his administration that did sabotage, that undermined the president from day one. Now we're seeing the same thing in some of these state legislatures, and including here in Maryland. There are a lot of folks that don't like America First, the movement, or MAGA types. The establishment rhino swampy Republicans in this state, and now we're seeing it in Indiana. Every seat is crucial to holding the House in the midterms. If you lose the House in the midterms, they're going to start with their impeachment palooza, one right after the other. They're going to, you know, use lawfare. They're going to use everything they can to stop or slow the Trump agenda. That's why it is crucial that we gain every seat. Indiana, just a big betrayal of President Trump by the Republican Party, which he has done more for than just about every president since Ronald Reagan. 6:13, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson. Brand new nickname, but this was not given by me.
Whiskey Nuts.
Tell me who sent it.
It was sent by a Republican gubernatorial candidate for governor. That would be Ed Hale Sr. has dubbed you Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
Well, he thought Lug Nuts was cool, so he just found another one. Unbelievable.
They have beer nuts, one at Whiskey.
This just came from Ed Hale. It's unbelievable. The accident on the interloop, some of this equipment now is just leaving. It's on the interloop right before the ramp at I-70, so they're still taking away the right side. Police car is still there. I can see the ramp to I-70 is open. The traffic coming up from Route 40, if you're going up towards Liberty Road, you're exiting up at Security Boulevard, all you have to do is stay to the center and the left-hand side. But it is creating a little bit of a problem here just north of Route 40. The outer loop so far is not really paying much attention to it at that point. Big wreck in southern Maryland about an hour ago, Route 4 at Route 402. The whole roadway was shut down. I'll go back and revisit on that. There was a minor accident outside of Glen Burnie in that area around Herondale. At Ritchie Highway at Route 100 should be pretty much off to the side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today. Highs will only be in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, highs in the 40s. Snow showers possible Saturday overnight into Sunday morning. So another taste of winter. Right now, 27 degrees in Reisterstown. It is 28 in the downtown Baltimore. Time for some one-liner news. NFL executives and coaches are worried that 44-year-old quarterback Philip Rivers will get hurt when he returns to the NFL this weekend. There's a good chance. You're 44. You haven't played in a while. But Rivers says he wants to be the Colts' regular quarterback. So he's doubling up on his Metamucil. Should work, right?
Of course, now when he takes a snap, could be anything.
It could be anything, right. CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, officially running for governor of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Everyone's calling him a sleeper pick. The evidence based on this new archaeological evidence, I should say, suggesting that Neanderthals were creating and controlling fires 350,000 years earlier than previously understood.
Yeah, I saw that story.
Apparently it was based on cave paintings that depict a female complaining that it was too cold in the cave. And the male said, put on a sweater. And the female said, can't you just light a fire or something?
She says,
you better take your ass out and get some wood.
The thermostat war started.
Okay, I'm going.
Very, very early on, as they say. Time magazine has named its person of the year. Have you heard?
No.
It is the architects of AI.
Oh, okay.
Technically, that would be persons of the year, because it's not just one. There's multiple.
Right.
Secondly, the magazine cover looks horrible. You know, it was like created by AI. It just looks fake. But, again, this AI stuff is going so fast, it is really hard to keep it under control.
Yeah.
Actress Lauren Holly took a jab at Kelsey Grammer on social media recently, claiming that the Frasier star farted constantly on the set of the 1996 movie Down Periscope. Huh? And, of course, Frasier farts a lot. After all, you would, too, if you ate tossed salad and scrambled eggs. That's from his theme song, folks.
But, you can't do that in a submarine.
No, you can't. You could, but you shouldn't be liked by your fellow submariners.
Yes.
Of course, Maggie knows all about that. Big Frasier fan, based on that. So, after our executive producer, Kristen Hegrick, pronounced a dislike for Drummer Boy, I just thought we should have a daily Drummer Boy song from now to the end of the year. And here is Carrie Underwood doing a duet with her son, Isaiah, who's only 5 years old. Got a pretty good voice for a five-year-old.
He's holding his own. That is impressive.
It was wonderful.
Oh, right.
Take that, Kristen. Pum-pum-pum-pum.
Humbug.
All right, that's pretty low. So if I don't like it, I'm attacking a five-year-old kid at Christmas.
We Paige in the corner on that one.
I just think that's a hard song to sing, and no one really sounds that great singing it. It's not against any of the artists. It's against the song itself. And I know it's more of a biblical song, so that's good. That's what Christmas is really about, but I'm just not a fan.
So there isn't a single?
I just don't like that song. I know. I don't like that one either.
There isn't
you don't like
a
Bing? Bing and David Bowie?
I love Bing, but I just don't like that song.
Oh, not
a single version. I like any version. That's what I mean. It's not about the artist. It's about the song.
Who's your favorite singer?
I have lots of favorite singers.
Well, just pull one of them.
I don't know. Look, if Bing Crosby or Frank Sinatra can't do it, I don't feel like anybody.
Well, they can do it.
And Carrie Underwood is great. I do like her. I love her music.
Their song,
I don't know why this bothers you. Look, I like pretty much, you hear our eclectic Christmas music.
Yes, yeah.
And I try to mix it up because I know everywhere else you go in stores or other stations, you hear the same 10, 15 annoying songs. So we don't get those here. We play unique songs, but it's just that song.
All right, Little Drummer Boy.
Sorry if
every day we'll be searching.
How often
one.
Do I complain? Well, I complain a lot, but not about Christmas music.
I wasn't going to say that.
Of course not.
All right. Believe it or not, Ellicott City has now been named the best place to retire in Maryland. I mean, I guess if you have to retire in Maryland, they're saying that Ellicott City is ranked 89th nationally, number one in the state, according to U.S. News, best places to live in Maryland list. So there you have it. Look, I love Ellicott City. But
I
it's
like
just,
the old part is...
Yeah, the old part of Ellicott City. There are other parts of Ellicott City are really nice as well. But it is something that here, retiring in Maryland anywhere is a financially just, I don't know, people have family. I have family here. I've got grandchildren here. I've got my children here. My rest of my family. Got in-laws here, et cetera. And, you know, I don't necessarily want to move elsewhere. But financially, you know, a lot of people have no choice.
Right, and so, Hernando County, Florida.
Hernando County, that's where Brooksville is located?
That is correct.
Tampa?
Yes, very nice.
Hernando? Is that what it's called?
Yes. They made a song about
didn't
that.
Abba didn't Abba do a song?
Abba did a song, right. Can you see the lights, Hernando?
Can you hear the guns?
Can you hear the guns? Can you hear the little drummer boy?
Oh.
All right. And Chuck's favorite Christmas carol is Little Drumstick Boy. Big
very
difference.
Nice. Yeah. Mr. Casey. Mr. Casey.
It's are there any songs about cheese?
All right, Whiskey Nuts.
Whiskey Nuts.
He's on cloud nine, you know. He's got a guy running for governor giving him nicknames. He's his head now. He can't fit through the door.
Life is good for a poor boy from Earth.
That was the first thing he said this morning when he fired up the old IFB was talking to Kristen. Yeah, I'm Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
I'm Whiskey. That
from
does
Ed
sound.
Hill, who's running for governor.
I like that.
It's going to be impossible to live with you all day today after that. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
How it goes, Mr. Casey.
Appreciate that. That's right. 6:21, 21 minutes after the hour. And coming up next, President Trump responds to the Indiana Republicans and rhinos that sabotaged his attempt to redistrict and hold on to the House for the midterms.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, Registered Investment Advisor, and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, time for traffic weather on the threes this Friday morning rush hour. Once again, the update with Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
We'll go with that, I guess. Route 4 at Route 402, Southern Maryland overnight. That roadway was closed. It's back open now. The accident scene has been cleared. They're still working on this wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway coming up from Route 40 towards I-70. If you're taking the ramp to I-70, you have to go around this wreck on the right side, and then you have access to the ramp. If you're just going straight ahead on the Beltway, going up to Liberty Road or towards Pikesville, Woodlawn, just stay to the center and the left. There's a delay that goes back almost back to Route 40. The outer loop is really not paying too much attention to it. Let me just take a look here at the camera at Dogwood Road. Yeah, the outer loop is fine coming south from Liberty Road, so no big deal right now on that side of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy. Upper 30s today, and tomorrow highs in the 40s. Snow showers maybe Saturday night into Sunday morning. And right now, 29 and clear in Annapolis, and it is 27 in Pikesville. We're talking about the Indiana Rhinos betraying and sabotaging President Trump. And he, as you might imagine, not happy yesterday when they learned. Let me tell you how bad it is. The Indiana Republicans hold 40 of the 50 seats in the Senate. 40 out of 50 seats. 21 Republicans joined 10 Democrats to defeat the redistricting plan 31 to 19. That's how bad it is. You've got more rhinos than you do MAGA. And that's pretty much where it is. It's the same way here in Maryland. You got more rhinos than you do MAGA here in Maryland. So until MAGA asserts itself throughout every state, throughout every legislature, then it's going to be a continued problem. Here's President Trump's reaction.
Well, he said it's funny because I won Indiana all three times by a landslide. And I wasn't working on it very hard. Would have been nice. I think we would have picked up two seats if we did that. You had one gentleman, the head of the Senate, I guess, Ray, whatever his name is. I heard he was against it. He'll probably lose his next primary, whatever that is. I hope he does, because he's done a tremendous disservice. I mean, think of it. It's a great place. I love the people there. They love me. You know, we won in a landslide all three times. Got tremendous votes. Record. I got record votes. And then there's no reason for doing that. And the Democrats do it to us, so I can't imagine that they do it. But I wasn't very much involved, but there's a man named Bray as a, I guess, head of the Senate. Was that Bray? Is that the name? Bray? I'm sure that whenever his primary is, it's, I think, in 2 years, but I'm sure he'll go down. I'll certainly support anybody that wants to go against him.
Mr. Potter, if I could ask you briefly,
sir. Yep, so they should be primaried, absolutely. And let's just get some of the reaction from some folks here. Governor Mike Braun of Indiana pledging his support for President Trump. Quote, I'm very disappointed that a small group of misguided state senators have partnered with Democrats to reject this opportunity to protect Hoosiers with fair maps and to reject the leadership of President Trump. Ultimately, decisions like this carry political consequences. I will be working with the president to challenge these people who do not represent the best interests of Hoosiers. So the governor's on board. Steve Bannon of the War Room said, quote, we have a huge problem. People have to realize that we only have a couple of our opportunities. We've got to get a net 5 to 10 seats. If we don't get a net 10 pickup in the redistricting wars, it's going to be enormously hard, if not impossible, to hold the House. End of quote. Jesse Waters of the 5 on Fox News saying, that's it. He's given up on the Republicans. They're going to lose the House in the midterms. Remember, Democrats need only to net 3 House seats next year in order to seize control of the Congress's lower chamber. And in midterm elections, the party in power usually does have some losses. Here's Chris LaCivita, Trump's 24 campaign manager. He said, quote, you have a state full of MAGA Republicans run by Republican MAGA haters. He says, if you don't defend a political movement from those that stand in the way, then it's not a movement at all. A handful of politicians in Indiana will now know what standing in the way really means, end of quote. So that, again, it's disappointing. I don't know if it can be brought back again for another vote, but that it wasn't even close, folks. It was, as I said, they have 40 seats, 21, over half of the Republicans in Indiana are rhinos. Now, I suspect this is the home state of Mike Pence. I think that there might be a little of Pence influence here on some of these Indiana legislators. That would not surprise me, as politics is hardball. So we'll have to wait and see. We'll get your thoughts as well here this morning. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. I agree with Bannon. I think you're going to need 10 would be great. I think 10 would be great, but I think you're going to need at least 7 or 8. And I don't know if you get there without the Indiana, too. We already lost one in Utah. That was a joke. And now, of course, Texas will be wiped out by California. Florida's going to have to overperform in their redistricting. And we might lose one here in Maryland as well, starting next week. And again, I think that's going to be a big battle over the redistricting. Today is the final meeting of the Governor's Redistricting Commission here in the state of Maryland, packed full of radical partisan Democrats like Angela also Brooks. And you also have, of course, Brian Frosch. Oh, yeah, he's right down the middle, isn't he? And a bunch of other guys. And then even the lone Republican of Cumberland was a donor to Wes Moore's campaign. So, folks, the fix is in, as they say. Don't forget, the best of Casey and Company is available each and every day, WCBM.com and on our Facebook pages and Rumble as well. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Coming up next, a federal judge orders the release of MS-13 Maryland man Kilmar Abrego Garcia and Chris Van Hollen. Margaritas, anyone?
No.
6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
That's why I drink beer. City police are investigating a Thursday afternoon shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers responded to a ShotSpotter alert just before 2 p.m. in the 300 block of North Arlington Avenue, where they found a man suffering from gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to the hospital in serious condition. Investigators believe the shooting happened near the intersection of North Arlington and Mulberry Street. The final defendant in a 2022 rideshare carjacking spree in Baltimore City and county has been convicted. Attorney General Anthony Brown says 17-year-old Kariq Mosley and five others used Uber and Lyft apps to lure drivers and carjack them at gunpoint. The defendants used the stolen vehicles and rideshare accounts to pick up and rob additional passengers. Some victims were held captive while the defendants drained their bank accounts. Mosley is facing a sentence of more than 400 years when he's sentenced in early 2026. The other defendants have pleaded guilty and three of them have been sentenced. Governor Wes Moore has announced more than $19 million for year two of the state's Engaging Neighborhoods, Organizations, Unions, Governments, and Households Enough initiative. The program aims to address child poverty in Maryland with grant funds for 28 communities across 12 counties. The governor says at a time when the federal government is effectively telling communities of color and children living in poverty that they're on their own. And Maryland is stepping up and doubling down. Enough awardees include partnerships made up of community-based organizations, local governments, community schools, and other local entities. And in other news, a 72-year-old man is charged with killing his 76-year-old girlfriend in Edgewater. 6:31 on Casey & Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck is still there on the inner loop as you're coming up from Route 40 towards the ramp at I-70 on the west side. So coming up from Frederick Road, you're crossing Route 40 when you get right there. So brake lights begin. The ramp to I-70 westbound is open. You have to go around the accident scene to get to that. Again, if you're going straight ahead to Security Boulevard or Liberty Road, just stay to the center and the left and you'll get around it. Not a big backup right now, but still more of a concern for the traffic northbound on the inner loop. Just looked at both the Harbor Tunnels. Right now, we're still under a 5-minute delay. That's always good news as you're moving south on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cold for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 20s and 30s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and highs in the upper 30s. A little bit warmer on Saturday, and then we're tracking our next weather maker with snow coming in early Sunday morning. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Well, it's a big weekend of sports in Baltimore, which actually begins this afternoon at 4 p.m. down at Camden Yards. The Orioles with a press conference, making it official and welcoming Pete Alonso to Baltimore. Already on Zillow looking for a home, I'm sure. Alonso, the latest move by the Orioles in an offseason that Baseball Insider Ken Rosenthal says has been nothing short of amazing.
Starts with Leody Taveras. Andrew Kittredge, they trade for him, then they exercise his option. Ryan Helsley, they trade for Taylor Ward, and now Pete Alonso. That's
they're doing
a
things.
Team that is doing things, that is a team that finished last season and said, not good enough.
And the Birds may not be done yet, still looking for an ace, and reports have linked them to the top of the class, including Framber Valdez and Mackenzie Gore. Meanwhile, another closer came off the books yesterday in Major League Baseball, with Robert Suarez leaving San Diego for Atlanta, 3 years, $45 million. Bit of a controversy stirred up by CBS sideline reporter Tracy Wolfson during the Ravens-Steelers game last week, reporting that Lamar slammed his helmet in frustration on the sideline and talked animatedly with right guard Daniel Fa'alele. Lamar was asked about it yesterday. Here's the entire exchange.
There was a report from the sideline on Sunday's game that I think you and Daniel Fa'alele.
No, I saw that. That's
had a conversation.
No, I didn't say anything to him.
Did he say
anything? No. I don't know where that came from. It wasn't me.
You could understand Lamar's frustration if it was true. Other Ravens news, the team agreeing with defensive lineman Travis Jones on a 3-year contract extension valued at $40.5 million, avoiding free agency. Thursday night football in Tampa last night, a total collapse for the Buccaneers.
A 43-yard attempt to try to win the game and shoot a dagger into the Buccaneers' hopes. And the kick is just inside the left upright.
Al Michaels had the call on Prime. The Falcons overcoming a 14-point fourth-quarter deficit to stun the Buccaneers at the buzzer, as it were, 29-28, leaving Carolina in control of the NFC South. And finally, Army-Navy tomorrow in downtown Baltimore. It'll be the first time since 2016 it's here. Navy head coach Brian Newberry remembering his introduction to the game.
I can remember the first game back in 19 as the coordinator being up in the press box. I couldn't write on my notepad. I was so anxious, you know, at the kickoff of that game.
But March on begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Game time is 3 p.m. downtown. Time now is 6:37. When we return, move over, Splash Zone.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
All right, Sean, we got a lot of work to do here, you and I.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so here's the thing. We got preparation for Pete Alonso.
Okay.
Right now at Oriole Park, you got section 70 to 72 is the pasture.
Right.
That's the Colton Cowser area.
Right.
Sections 84 to 86 is the splash zone. That's where everybody gets wet when the Orioles do something. They'll have the celebrity splashers,
right,
et cetera. Well, we got Pete Alonso coming, the polar bear. What are we going to do for that? Is the question.
We can't throw ice cubes because that could hurt somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Can't do that at the game. So we got to figure out it. Well, first of all, we got to figure out a place.
Right.
We got to figure out a section. So probably somewhere between the pasture and the splash zone needs to be what? The polar bear, the ice cap, I don't know.
Isn't there a polar bear ice cream sandwich?
There is. Yeah. There's a Pulitzer Prize. So they could they start selling that.
Yeah, could sell those or give out complimentary. If he hits a home run, everyone in that section gets a free Pulitzer ice cream.
All right, so who's going to make the call to the. Is you? Do you have a relationship
well,
there?
Well, yeah, you actually have the better relationship than I do.
I do, actually. Yeah. So should I call?
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right, so we got to put it in the outfield. So now we got three sections out right. in the outfield. Boy, this is going to be fun. You and I, Sean, you and I.
Any update on the ace? On the pitching?
Oh, that's not important. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I'm talking marketing, Sean. I mean, they're linked to them all.
All right.
You know? So,
I got a sense there's a bidding war going on right now.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah.
The Baltimore, it's funny the way things turn. A 180. The Sun had a poll. 59% of people said the Orioles will land an ace. 4 days ago, they probably would have been 19%.
Well, you land Alonzo now. Exactly. That opens the door. The pitcher goes home. They've got a big slugger. He fits, you know, that cleanup spot in the lineup. So
exactly.
They got a pretty, if guys return to where they once were and some keep on hitting the way they were hitting, it could be a powerful lineup.
Ain't the beer cold.
All right. Hey, go little Chuck Thompson. All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. An Obama judge, activist judge by the name of Paula Ginnis. Has ordered the release of MS-13 Maryland man who was being held in Pennsylvania. Now, just in case you have been following this story, which you know a lot of people you know have not. I mean, they may have heard it tangentially, but this is a guy who came into the country illegally many moons ago. He's a Salvadoran national. And he entered the United States illegally as a teenager. And he's been here for a number of years. He's lived in Maryland. He has an American wife or girlfriend, whatever. Apparently there is a child with that wife or girlfriend. An immigration judge did rule in 2019 that he was here illegally. So that there is your, and that he could be deported, but he could not be deported to El Salvador because he faced danger from a gang that was targeting his family. The Trump administration did deport him to El Salvador, mistakenly, and then that's what caused this brouhaha with Senator Van Hollen sitting him down. Margaritas eventually went down to visit him, remember, in that prison, El Cicot or whatever it was called, where they, the pictures from that place. Well, that's the last place you ever wanted to go. But the point here is there was a deportation order that he did get due process. An immigration judge did give him a hearing. He got due process, says, yeah, he can be deported to anywhere but El Salvador. And that's where all started this whole thing. Had the Trump administration, by the way, the gang that he was afraid of had since been disbanded. So you know, the threat was gone, but an order is an order. And so now, of course, we've got that. And then there's been this ping pong back and forth with these activist judges as to where they're going to put or how they're going to process or handle MS-13 Maryland man. The issue here, of course, now as we have in Tennessee, a criminal complaint where he was, again, accused of human trafficking, smuggling human beings for a cartel for a bunch of gangbangers here in the United States. So there are ties to a gang. There are allegations of human smuggling or trafficking. There was a couple of protective orders that his wife or girlfriend took out because he was beating on her, physically abusing her. So this is not a good guy. Yet the Democrats made him their poster child. And once again, now he's been freed. Here is the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt talking about this order to release him yesterday.
He is a proven human trafficker. He is a proven gang member. The administration has evidence of that. And as you saw from the Department of Homeland Security, they issued a statement saying they'll continue to fight this legal battle in court.
Department of Homeland Security issued a statement saying this was naked judicial activism. This order lacks any valid legal basis. We will continue to fight this tooth and nail in the court, said Tricia McLaughlin, the department's assistant secretary, and I hope they do, because the judge in this case said that that the Trump administration did not just stonewall the court, they affirmatively misled the tribunal. They listed four countries that officials sought to remove MS-13 Maryland Man to, including Liberia and others. I can't remember. There was one that used to be Swaziland. I can't remember what the new name of that part of Africa is now. And then Costa Rica allegedly said they would take him. And then the Trump administration said that Costa Rica withdrew that claim. And now the judge says, well, that's not true. So there's a lot of back and forth on this because this is what the Democrats do. This is their cause celeb, just like it was, you know, any number of, remember the... the issue back in Florida with the guy, the kid that Obama said that he would look like my child.
In that case.
So they always pick one, and that is
their little poster child.
Right, absolutely. So this is their latest, Kilmar Brego Garcia, a.k.a. MS-13 Marilyn Man. We got more reaction to his release coming up in just a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're still running okay at both the tunnels. The left tube of the Fort McHenry Tunnel was the slower of both the tunnels there, but everybody's open going south from there to Key Highway. And eventually down to 395. Now, on the Beltway west side, we're getting some brake lights now on the outer loop, and they're looking at this wreck that is on the inner loop near the ramp at I-70. So if you're coming down from Liberty Road, when you get to I-70, more stop and go there, and then that will clear out south of Frederick Road. The traffic coming up the Beltway from Frederick Road to the accident scene at I-70, now getting the brake lights right there at exit 15. So watch your speed. You'll be backing down once you come north of Edmondson Avenue on the inner loop. JFX is still clear, no problems. Parkville side of the Beltway still looks good from Bel Air Road around towards Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, upper 30s for the high. And right now we're looking at, it's cloudy and cool. 27 in Columbia, 29 in Annapolis. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
The gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
I can relate to that.
Well, it is part of the food and beverage, you know.
Yes, it is.
Adult beverages, that is.
Sure it is. It's all right.
Hey, Oscar Mayer is looking to hire Wienermobile drivers again.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer Wiener. That is what I'd really like to be. Because if I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
They're accepting applications through January 31st. Chuck, any truth to the rumor that you have engaged in a barter deal with Oscar Mayer to have a Wienermobile to chauffeur you around the state of Florida during your daily business?
Not a bad idea. Plenty of room in the back.
Yeah.
I want a hot rod wiener.
They're used to hauling big buns.
That's nice.
Oh.
You couldn't wait to get to that part, could you?
You bet it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love reeling you in.
I know the wicked mind when I deal with it every day. I can't believe it used to be so nice when you were at the top of the penthouse in that little place.
Now I'm in the outhouse, right?
You were so modest. You walk in, hi, I'm Sean Casey. I said, I don't give a damn. Get away from me. I'm not here to see you.
Oh, that's too much. Ice cream is taken in just about every form imaginable. It's been blended with fudge, candy, and cookies, flavored with chili spices, even drizzled with soy sauce, layered in cakes, torched, you name it. Freeze. I mean, have you ever had Japanese fried ice cream? It's good.
I have never had it. It used to be a menu.
It's like a tempura. It's a light covering, but it really is good. Supermodel TV personality Tyra Banks has entered the ice cream world. The first, what's called the Smize and Dream Shop in Sydney, Australia, and they're basically serving hot ice cream.
How can it be hot? It's going to melt. I'm confused. Unless it's coated.
That's the question. I mean, is it melted ice cream? Is it extra thick hot chocolate? A warm milkshake? Tyra insists it's none of the above. It's a delicious contradiction that challenges everything you know about ice cream. The ice cream is called Hot Mama.
Say that again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we'll have to wait and see. Again, I'd like a little bit more information on the Hot Mama ice cream introduced by Tyra Banks. Now, there's nothing like, think about it, a hot fudge sundae. You know, you get that ice cream, and then again, you get that baked apple pie right out of the oven and put a scoop of vanilla ice cream on it. Nothing like it. So maybe there's something combining the cold ice cream with the hot food product.
How much is it?
Did not say. Not get a price
on it.
That's
the catch.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter to you. You'll always find a way to...
Hot mama.
Hot mama. Barter it, you know.
Mars is $1,500 for a hot mama in some places.
Thank you, Whiskey Nuts. Mars 2025 holiday lineup includes new M&M Winters Blend. All right. It's classic milk chocolate M&M's with frosty white and blizzard blue candy shells. Basically tastes the same, just looks different. Twix snowmen. Lifesavers, gummies, holiday shapes. You got Snickers trees, M&M's toasty holiday peanuts, Skittles original candy, holiday cane, and Whiskey Nuts Johnson eggnog, which will be available shortly.
Yeah.
At your local, whatever.
Look it up.
KFC is calling on fans to decide whether or not to keep their potato wedges. Should they come back, and should they come back permanently? I like the potato wedges.
So do I. Yeah. Like, they're like Western fries, right?
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Potato wedges, Western fries, whatever you want to call them. I like those better than the other French fries.
Same.
I'm going to call Whiskey Nuts today and tell them that for every mention that I expect 10% of whatever it is.
You better put some kind of a trademark on it.
Oh, I'm going to put something on it.
What, the whiskey? Never mind.
Wait a minute now.
You got to give them an A for effort on this one. At the Lee Correctional Institution in South Carolina, someone tried to deliver a crab boil by drone.
I saw that.
Into the South Carolina prison. A package of crab legs, steak, and Old Bay seasoning, all delivered in the yard by a drone. But they caught the before they could get to the intended. Yeah, it was a good try. Yeah, while it lasted. So we'll see what happens.
I have to credit whoever that is. That's a good try.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Coming up on 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And again, we have a number of people weighing in on the release of Kilmar Abreu Garcia, MS-13 Maryland man. Governor Westmore said, due process was all we were ever asking for. This should always have gone in front of a court. This should have always gone in front of a judge. Well, it did in 2019. You're leaving that out. You're forgetting that crucial point. Congressman Andy Harris said that given that Kilmar Abrego Garcia, his MS-13 ties, record of domestic abuse, an indictment for human smuggling, he has no business roaming free on American, let alone Maryland streets. And so there is the contradiction between the two parties. The Democrat Party wants criminal, illegal aliens roaming around the streets of Maryland. The Republican Party wants to lock them up or deport them and get them out of the good old U.S. of A. 6:50, 10 before the hour. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the latest political news. There's another candidate in CD6. And yes, the Republicans have, wait for it, kept the same old, same old.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
653, traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update now, here's the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
We're down at Annapolis looking at the Bay Bridge. All is well. Three westbound, two eastbound lanes. But we saw a police car at Oceanic Drive going west with his lights on. I have not spotted where he is. Not sure if that was a traffic stop or what, but everybody's still moving okay. Coming over here towards Frenchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge with the lanes open. And up at the top end of I-97, that early morning buildup, not quite there yet, southbound at Route 32. So still pretty smooth through there. Keep in mind on the Beltway west side, some slowing. The wreck on the inner loop near the ramp at I-70, backed up to Route 40. The outer loop is looking at it, and that's slowing as you're coming down the hill from Liberty Road towards I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today, upper 30s. Tomorrow, 40s. Snow possible. Saturday night into Sunday morning, 27 and cloudy in Owings Mills. And right now, 27 and cloudy in Arnold as well. All right, the latest from Maryland Politicos. You know that we had Chris Burnett, the retired U.S. Marine attorney, on earlier this week, talking about his run in CD6 as a Republican. And then, of course, we had April McLean Delaney, who was the incumbent. But remember David Trone, he used to have that seat, and then he abandoned that seat to run for Senate against Angela Alsobrooks last election cycle. He spent $60 million in a losing effort. Now he wants his old seat back. Now he wants to go back into CD6. We announced yesterday he's running for election in Congressional District number 6 here in the state of Maryland. And that was not received well, as you might imagine, by April McLean Delaney. She said, quote, David Trone thinks I should step aside so he can have his old office back after he abandoned the district to run and lose for Senate. He has the arrogance of a Trump, but not so fast. Well, you were maybe partially right there, Congresswoman McLean Delaney. But David Trone is no Trump, believe me. And never will be. He couldn't really fit in Donald Trump's shoes. Couldn't carry him, let alone fit in him, that is for sure. So we'll see. And, of course, it's got to be all about Trump. Here's what Trone said, quote, Donald Trump is swinging a wrecking ball at our country and our democracy. And in Congress, I confronted him head on, voting twice to impeach him and backing reforms to rein in his abuse of power. Yeah, so much so that he got reelected, you doofus. You know, these guys, this is the guy that owns, Total Wine, I think it is, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he owns Total Wine. That's why I avoid that place like the plague, you know. So that's the latest there. And by the way, Chris Burnett, he has weighed in on this, and he said that as a member of Congress, Representative McLean Delaney should prioritize enforcing the rule of law. Oh, that's on the ICE facility. I've got the other one here somewhere. I'll find it. I'll get you the response to that. Maryland House Ways and Means Chair, who's a Democrat, Delegate Vanessa Atterbury. She's resigning, and I think she's running for office in Howard County. I think Howard County Executive, if I'm not mistaken. So she's now, so you lose the Speaker, and then the most powerful committee in the House is Ways and Means. And so she is now, they've lost their leader there. So Democrats are changing it up. Democrats are changing their leadership. What are the Republicans doing? Well, in the Senate, the Senate Republicans have reelected Steve Hershey. And as to the minority leader and Senate Minority Whip, Justin Reedy, have been reelected to their respective leadership positions. So here we go, folks. Both nice men. I don't know them personally, but you got to do something to inject new blood, new life, something into the Maryland GOP. This is just another unfortunate snooze fest that we have here. And again, you aren't going to be able to mount an opposition party with the same people. We just, what we do in the Maryland Republican Party is that we just rearrange the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. That's all we do each and every year. What we do, and again, you got some new blood here in Ed Hale. He's coming in as a businessman, yet he was shown the back of the Republican Party's hand so far. Maybe some are warming to him, But we haven't seen a lot of people, especially Republican, so-called Republican leadership, embrace Ed Hale, who's running now as a Republican. And then you won't, because Steve Hershey now, and I think he's just running to try to spite Hale. You know, so we'll see what happens there. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Kristi Noem goes toe-to-toe with the Democrats. Wait to hear what Benny Thompson said about the shooting of the National Guardsman. It is a low blow. We'll get to that. Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins vows he's going to fight the 287G ban. He's going to be with us on Monday's program, so stay tuned for that. A little bit later on, Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the House here on Casey and Company. Just saw Dr. Melissa Segev the other day. She was in to record some commercials and commentaries with us, and always great to see her. And she reminded me that one of her all-time favorite things to do is to clean out the earwax, because so many people are having trouble with their hearing. I can't hear, wake up, can't hear. And it really is a simple problem, but you shouldn't try to do this on your own. Don't be sticking the Q-tips in there and trying to do that, because that only pushes it further in, causes a greater problem. Just call and make an appointment today with Audiology Associates and one of their numerous locations. I think they're up to 10 now throughout the Baltimore metro area. They take a gentle, empathetic approach for your treatment plan, whether it's earwax, whether it's a hearing loss, or whether you just want a baseline hearing test, which we all should get as we age, just like we do an annual physical, an annual eye test. You should get an annual hearing test, or at least start with a hearing test and see where your baseline measurements are. Audiology Associates is the most trusted name in Maryland. They've been in business for over 42 years with offices throughout the area. Call 410-944-3100 or online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates today, 410-944-3100, and tell them I told you to call. All right, it's coming up on 7 o'clock, and up next, when you hear Kristi Noem goes toe-to-toe with Democrats at a hearing yesterday on the Hill.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to battling Venezuelan-backed drug cartels, President Trump is not backing down. He says he's prepared to take the fight from the sea to a new front. Land.
They've treated us badly, and I guess now we're not treating them so good. If you look at the drug traffic by sea is down 92%, and nobody can figure out who the 8% is, because I have no idea. Anybody getting involved in that right now is not doing well. And we'll start that on land, too. It's going to be starting on land pretty soon.
The oil tanker seized by the U.S. military is bound for an American port, along with its crew, as Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro cries piracy. Some Republican state senators in Indiana vote against their own party's best interests in next year's midterm elections, while the Democrats stand united.
Indiana Republicans have blocked President Trump's redistricting push in a rare break with the White House.
19 ayes, 31 noes. This bill has been defeated.
Indiana Republican senators voted down a new congressional map created to give the GOP an advantage in the upcoming 2026 election. 21 senators from the Republican supermajority in the chamber's 10 Democrats voted against the map. The map would have split the city of Indianapolis into four districts. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The flood battle state of Washington is under a state of emergency. 5 days of torrential rains in the Pacific Northwest have unleashed devastating flooding. It's destroyed infrastructure, washed away homes, and forced tens of thousands of people to evacuate. Half dozen people taken to hospitals following a powerful natural gas explosion in the San Francisco Bay Area suburb of Hayward. At least one home has been leveled. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 65 points, so the NASDAQ futures are down 168. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experienced scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Rovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
An accident on the Beltway still there. Inner loop right before the ramp at I-70. The ramp to I-70 westbound is open, and you can access that ramp. It's before that. It's in the painted out area off to the right side, but they're looking at it, and their delays now go back beyond Route 40 and almost back to Edmondson Avenue. So, again, if you're going straight on through up towards Liberty Road, just get in the center and the left-hand lane. You'll move right on up through there, but it's going to slow right at the accident scene. There's still some activity there. The outer loop can see it. We're heavy traffic now. Liberty Road down through there. The Parkville side now is starting to fill in around Hartford Road. We're still about 5 minutes, maybe a little bit less at the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the backup there. I would say right now we may be 7 to 10 minutes with the delay. Heavy traffic south on 895 around the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cold for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 20s and 30s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and highs in the upper 30s. A little bit warmer on Saturday, and then we're tracking our next weather maker with snow coming in early Sunday morning. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
29 degrees in Parkville, 27 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Cecil County woman has been charged with killing her infant daughter. Maryland State Police say 24-year-old Destiny Shiverall faces charges that include first-degree murder in the death of the 5-month-old. Law enforcement responded to a 911 call on December 4th and found the infant dead in a home on Lidl Circle in Rising Sun. And Shiverall was arrested after consultation with the Cecil County State attorney. Shiverall has made an initial appearance before a district court commissioner, and she's been detained pending further court proceedings. City police are investigating a Thursday afternoon shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers responded to a shot spotter alert just before 2 p.m. in the 300 block of North Arlington Avenue, where they found a man suffering from gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to the hospital in serious condition. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 473, the pick 4, 3384. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens' margin for error extremely slim as they travel to Cincinnati to face a Bengals team that still believes they're in it after 13 games of the year. Game within the game will be at the line of scrimmage on Sunday. Pre-snap games between Joe Burrow and the Ravens' defense. Kyle Hamilton talks about it.
There's definitely like a cat and mouse gamesmanship going on before the snap, just with disguises and bluffing one thing. And he's got us a couple times, but we've also got him too. So
just to be clear, Hamilton said the word shifts in that clip. Elsewhere in the NFL,
Steelers pass rusher T.J. Watt is in a local Pittsburgh hospital for further lung evaluation after experiencing discomfort during Wednesday's practice, and his availability Sunday against Miami is in question. The spectacle that is Army-Navy at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon at M&T Bank Stadium. March on begins at 11 a.m. in downtown Baltimore. It'll be Navy quarterback Blake Horvath's fourth Army-Navy game.
In the beginning, you just don't really know, right? You've never been part of it. You know, people talk about it a lot, and you have these cool jerseys and these, you know, playing these big NFL stadiums, but you know, you're not really emotionally connected yet. Just it doesn't feel like that, at least. And then, you know, once you play your first one, it's like you're all in.
And right? The first two were painful for Horvath, both losses. Made amends last year, though, with a 31-13 win, accounting for four touchdowns in that game. On the ice last night in D.C., the Caps had the Hurricanes on the ropes late, but Carolina wouldn't wilt.
He's got some room. His pass intercepted by Chatfield, and the Canes are going to come back the other way. Hustling in, trying to get it across for Blake. Second opportunity, they score! Logan Stankoven!
Mike Maniscalco had the call on FanDuel Sports Network. Stankoven's goal tied it up with just 2:15 remaining in regulation, and the Canes would go on to beat the Caps 3-2 in a shootout. Coming up in 30 minutes, the case against Pete Alonso. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us here, am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick, and love to hear from you here. Coming up in this hour, Democrats making news, Tampon Tim, AOC, Jazzy Crockett, Gavin Newsom, so stay tuned for that. Also, Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins vows to fight a ban on 287G if that happens in the next Maryland General Insane Asylum. But top story today, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem went into the belly of the beast yesterday, one of those congressional committee hearings, which is nothing more than just kabuki theater. You know, I feel about that. I think Republicans have come up with a different attack now as the Democrats try to dominate their 5 minutes of questioning. Once they ask a question, then the Secretary Noem would want on to say, just would filibuster. She would just try to talk over the number of people that are questioning her. But there was one exchange that really, really bothered me. This was the J6 clown, Benny Thompson, and I'm still waiting to see what punishment. We have the new J6 committee, and they're looking into stuff. I'm hoping that the Justice Department is looking into Benny Thompson, Liz Cheney, Radical Jamie Raskin, and the rest of the people like Adam Shifty Shift that altered texts during the J6 stuff. None of that has been addressed as of yet. But here's what Benny Thompson said, which I believe to be, I know it to be, callous, insensitive, and outrageous, how he described the terrorist murder of a National Guardsman in our nation's capital right before Thanksgiving.
Madam Secretary, you and the gentleman from NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist.
No, wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. Shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Mr. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation.
Oh, he clarified it. He went from an unfortunate accident into an unfortunate situation. He would not call it what it actually is, a terrorist attack, an act of murder in Specialist Beckstrom's case, and an act of attempted murder in Specialist Wolf's case. That, to me, this is your modern Democrat Party. They don't care about the soldiers and the military. They don't care if terrorists are running rampant across the streets or criminal illegal aliens vis-a-vis MS-13 Maryland man. The Democrat Party doesn't care about you. You can see that the way they do juvenile thugs here in the city of Baltimore and in the state of Maryland. They could care less. The only time they care, if it's a member of their own family that somehow gets caught up in some kind of violent act. Then all of a sudden you'll see bills named after this one or that one. Happened to Elijah Cummings. So that's the only time they care. They don't care. They could not care a bit. And then they have this other clown. I can't even pronounce his name. He's some he's a Far East Indian that somehow came to the United States, and now he is... He's a member of Congress, believe it or not. I think he's from California, if I'm not mistaken. I have to look it up. But we'll get to that in just a second, because we got a traffic update coming here in just a second. But what happened yesterday and the treatment of a secretary, how people screaming in her face while she was holding her grandbaby, screaming at her about running the Gestapo. Capitol Hill Police need to do a better job of protecting people like Secretary Noem. They were way too close for comfort yesterday. I wonder if that same thing would have been allowed if it were Nancy Pelosi. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
Thank you so much, Mr. Casey.
My
I'm
pleasure.
Not sure this is a water main break. They're calling a utility problem. I almost think it's a water main break. Route 7 is affected. Philadelphia Road at Campbell Boulevard. They may be alternating lanes, but be prepared either way for that traffic on Philadelphia Road. You can move over to Pulaski Highway. Delays on the Beltway still there. Coming up through Catonsville now. We started with this wreck about an hour ago on the interloop near the ramp at I-70. You have access to the ramp to westbound to I-70. The straight-ahead traffic going up towards Security Boulevard is open, but with this activity on the right side, they're looking at it, and we're backed up now back to the ramp area at Frederick Road. The outer loop can see it, and we're starting to back up now on the west side from 795 down through that area, the Parkville side, now with delays. Pretty solid there from Hartford Road coming around towards Providence Road. Last look at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The lanes open. Traffic was going into the tube southbound. Let me just take a look at O'Donnell Street, see what that looks like. That's still clear right there. 895 was beginning to slow just around the O'Donnell Street ramp, and that's a little bit better now. It's just south of O'Donnell Street and less than a five-minute delay at the old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, high upper 30s. Tomorrow high in the 40s. Snow showers possible Saturday night through Sunday morning. And right now on this Friday morning, look, it's clear, but actually cloudy, but chilly, but no precipitation in sight at the present time. Right now we're looking at 28 in Parkville, 29 in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Last night at the White House, it was the annual Christmas ball. Republicans and Democrats gathered. President Trump was in a festive and holiday mood.
I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, a very Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. Whatever it may be, it's going to be happy.
Going to be happy as we get into the economy is coming back, and the affordability crisis, which was caused by the Democrats, is being fixed by the president. And he says, as to Obamacare, last night, yesterday in the Senate, they rejected the extension of the Obamacare subsidies for 2 or 3 years. And then they also rejected the two dueling plans. And one of the plans I like a lot. I think it's a good starting point, and we'll talk about that maybe next week. But everything went down in flames. So now, Obamacare is set to implode, because if it's not renewed by the end of the year, folks are going to find out exactly what Democrats did, what they gave to the insurance companies, and how much money you're going to be in the hook for without these subsidies that we're paying for with the tax dollars.
We do. We have a lot of Democrats, and we welcome you. Honestly, we do. And I think we're going to start working together in health care. I really predict that.
Now you're going to have to in order to fix it. He also signed an executive order, basically, you know, saying that the federal government will be the determining cause or determining as to which AI system that we use or how we use it. There was a pushback from the states. The states should decide individually. But his executive order, and a lot of people are not happy with this, but there's a reason why, and we'll get to that in just a second.
We want to have one central source of approval. And we have, I think, great Republican support. I think we probably have Democrat support, too, because it's common sense.
Now, some believe that the president was kind of bamboozled by David Sachs and some of the tech bros. But there is a legitimate reason why the federal government needs to be involved in this, and that's because the threat of China getting a dominant position with AI.
There's no use in having a golden dome if China's AI can get around it. There's no use in spending all this money on defense. And the U.S. will remain the leader in this under President Trump's leadership.
Yeah, so that's Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary. It is a problem. It's a problem. How do you balance the national security threat versus the threat from within? Because we know AI is it's the wild, wild west at this point. Great exchange yesterday, Caroline Leavitt, with CNN's fake news, Caitlin Collins, over, again, the inflation, the economy, and what was reported in the previous regime versus the current administration.
So we've covered the economy, but there's mixed signals in terms of what that looks like. But on
inflation is down from where it was. As measured by the overall CPI, it has slowed to an average 2.5% pace. This is down from what the president inherited 2.9% in January. Today it's at about 2.5%. So we're trending in the right direction with more to come. And I would remind you, when President Trump left office in his first term, inflation was 1.7%. And the previous administration jacked it up to a record high 9%. So again, in 10 months, the president has clawed us out of this hole. He's kept it low at 2.5%. And we believe that number is going to continue to decline, especially as energy and oil prices continue to decline. Fine as well.
Maybe it wasn't high under Biden. They're just saying it's not.
Well, nobody reported on it being high under Biden. My predecessor was standing at this podium, but now you want to ask me a lot of questions about it, which I'm happy to answer, but I will just add there's a lot more scrutiny on this issue from this press corps than there was. Well, and the previous administration said that too. My predecessor stood up at this podium and she said inflation doesn't exist. She said the border was secure, and people like you just took her at her word, and those were two utter lies. Everything I'm telling you is the truth backed by real factual data, and you just don't want to report on it because you want to push untrue narratives about the president.
Yeah, bingo. They were very effective rejoinder there. The U.S. seized a massive sanctioned oil tanker off Venezuela, crushing the illicit Iran to Venezuela smuggling network. It was the largest tanker ever seized. Putin calling Maduro yesterday. Maduro was out there singing "Don't Worry, Be Happy." We might, if we have that, we might play that a little bit later on this morning. It is cringeworthy. But most importantly, President Trump has granted Tina Peters a pardon. The Gold Star mom. And there are folks that are getting their bowels in an uproar over this. She's in poor health, now serving 9 years in a Colorado state prison for challenging the 2020 elections. The left wants her to die in prison. President Trump is trying to get her out, putting pressure on the Colorado officials to let her out. Now, we keep being told that that these pardons do not apply to state offenses, so I looked it up. Here's what the Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1 says regarding pardons. He says that that the president shall have the power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. Well, that everyone reads that to mean against the United States as a federal offense, as a country. But have they forgotten that every state is part of the United States? If Joe Biden can pardon preemptively, which he did, and nobody challenged that, then I think President Trump is right to grant Tina Peters a pardon. Let's fight it in court and see where this goes. I think she's worth the effort, but hopefully they can get it done sooner rather than later, because as I said, she is in poor health. That's the way it went, 327 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
It is 7:21, and coming up next, more on the Kristi Noem hearing. And, of course, so should there be cameras in the courtroom for the alleged assassin of Charlie Kirk that went down yesterday in court as well? It is 7:21. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day, their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, our economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 680 WCBM.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes, and now a name given to him by Ed Hill Sr., Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
That's a new wreck on the BW Parkway northbound between 197 and 198. It's getting up around the Anne Arundel County, Prince George's County line. The backup is right here at I-97, and it is really crawling right now on the northbound side. Waiting to get an update to see if we have any lane blockage. Of course, the parkway through there and southbound, only two lanes each way, so anything that happens if we go down to one lane backs us up very quickly on the northbound side. The Beltway west side is still slow. They're working on the wreck. Been there for a while. Inner loop near the ramp at I-70. Delays coming up from Frederick Road. The outer loop can see it. Brake lights coming south from 795. The normal delays on the Parkville side of the Beltway. So far this morning, JFX for the early ride still clear from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a mostly cloudy day today, upper 30s, and then tomorrow warming up a bit, high in the 40s. But we do have snow showers possible Saturday night into Sunday morning. And right now we're cloudy, 28 in Ellicott City, and it is 32 and cloudy in Ocean City. Let's take a phone call here from Sophia in Perry Hall. Good morning, Sophia.
Yes, good morning. I know you just talked about, and we'll talk about Benny Thompson. I just wanted to let people know, Google his name, call his D.C. office, as I did yesterday, and I somewhat cordially gave my thoughts to his thuggish comments, and that he owes those family members of the two National Guards an apology, and don't expect a thank you from that family. His comments were disgusting, insensitive, and outrageous. And I know he's not the sharpest tack in the room, but to be so blatantly ignorant of it is completely unacceptable.
Yeah, well, he was chosen to chair the J6 by Nancy Pelosi because he is a lights on nobody's home congressman.
No doubt about it. Please.
And the fact that they're just now tuning in, Benny Thompson, as to Kristi Noem, called the terrorist murder of Specialist Beckstrom and attempted murder of Specialist Wolf, a unfortunate accident. And then was challenged on it. No, unfortunate situation.
Right. What is the difference? There was absolutely no difference whatsoever. And at least I feel good knowing I made my comments known, and he needs to know from everybody.
Yep. He should become a national pariah.
Throughout the United States, and we know what kind of a jerk this guy is.
Very good, Sophia. Thanks so much. Appreciate that. Then there's this other jerk, Sri Tanadar. He is an Indian-born congressman from Michigan's 13th Congressional District. Here's what he said to Kristi Noem yesterday.
I now recognize Secretary Noem for 5 minutes to summarize her opening statement.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Ranking Member, for holding this hearing today and inviting me to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's the wrong cut. That's my bad. So, again, we'll see if we can grab that a little bit later on for you. Joe Kent, he is the director of the National Counterterrorism Center. He lost his wife, who was a chopper pilot in service to the country. He himself is an Army Ranger. It was a mind-boggling number, because we have the Afghan national. He was part of 100,000 that was led into the country unvetted by the Biden regime. Well, as part of our open borders situation, listen to how many terrorists that they believe were able to sneak into the country thanks to Chairman Joe and the Democrat Party.
So far, NCTC has identified around 18,000 known and suspected terrorists that the Biden administration let come into our country. These are individuals who, under normal circumstances, would never be allowed to enter our country because of their ties to jihadi groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yet the Biden administration not only let them into the country, and in many cases facilitated their entry into the country, just like the entry of the Afghan terrorists who committed the terrorist attack here just before Thanksgiving, killing one of our National Guard members and wounding another. That Afghan was brought into the country as a group of over 100,000 Afghans who were brought here during the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. These individuals, despite what has been reported, were not vetted properly to come into the United States.
Yeah, now we see the results. We see, again, sleeper cells, people plotting terrorist attacks, people have been radicalized by their local imams and their mosques, etc., and they're targeting National Guardsmen and the rest of us as well. What the Biden administration did to this country, the Nazis couldn't do during World War II. I'm serious about that. And I'm not calling them Nazis. I'm just saying the damage that was wrought by the Biden administration in this country is beyond the pale. Timco Electric Heating and Cooling, they're the ones you're going to want to call right now if you're having issues with your heat. And right now that would be the time because of the winter. We're not even winter yet. We still got another week or so before winter officially arrives. And it's been cold, so make sure that heat comes on when you want it. And make sure when you do get it, it is not going to be as expensive, especially if you don't have changing your filters, if there's something wrong with your heating system, being a heat pump or forced air furnace, whatever it is. And they'll come out, they'll check it, make sure that it's operating properly, and that's going to help keep those bills down because, as we've seen, the electric bills are skyrocketing each and every year. They had an increase here in November. They'll have another increase coming up in March. Call Tim today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online, timcowcompany.com. Up next, Sheriff Chuck Jenkins on the 287G proposed ban. Latest news headlines, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Maryland House Delegate Vanessa Atterbury will be stepping down in January to devote more attention to her campaign for Howard County Executive. Atterbury says she will take part in next week's special session to elect a new House Speaker to replace Adrian Jones, who has resigned from her leadership position. Atterbury was first elected to the House in 2014, and she leaves as chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. Atterbury's resignation takes effect on January 14th, which is the start of the 2026 Maryland General Assembly session. The Maryland Department of Transportation's Motor Vehicle Administration has announced new regulations to strengthen the state's ignition interlock program. The MVA says previously, participants of more than 3 months with at least one violation for trying to start their vehicle with a breath alcohol concentration of 0.025 or higher were removed from the program and faced suspension or revocation of their driver's license. Under the updated regulations, the MVA may may extend the program time by 30 days. If the violation takes place in the final 3 months of the participant's completion date, the MVA may extend their time by 90 days. And three men are injured after they were attacked by a dog inside of a home in the 2800 block of Parkwood Avenue Thursday evening. According to WMAR-TV, the pit bull mix bit all of the men, but they were able to get out of the home to receive medical treatment. One of the men was taken to a hospital. Baltimore County Police are investigating at least 10 vehicle break-ins at a Cockeysville parking lot. Police say the incidents happened Tuesday evening on Railroad Avenue. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
When life happens and you need to sell your Maryland or Pennsylvania home, call my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, with your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, who's here with me today. Vinny is our local real estate expert with over 22 years of experience and expertise, helping you sell for your price and within your time frame.
Selling your home, Sean, can be stressful, especially when life happens, like a sudden job change, passing of a loved one, or a growing family. Knowing exactly how much your home will sell for in today's market is the first step, and then I back it up with an upfront written guarantee. My guarantee is simple and easy to understand. If I can't sell your home, I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame agreeable to you.
When life happens, the name to remember is Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. I strongly suggest you call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteele.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Delays on the parkway northbound. The wreck is northbound between 197 and 198. And look again at the camera here at 197. Pretty solid back up there. It's not moving very much, so very limited lanes right now, if at all, on the northbound side of 295. Inner loop of the Beltway, still have delays if you're coming up the west side this morning. You're working your way up from Frederick Road, and you're thinking, what in the world is going on here? It's been a wreck on the right side near the ramp at I-70 for the last hour or so, and they continue to look at it, and right there, the ramp to westbound 70 is open, but that one accident scene right there is backing us up back to Frederick Road. The outer loop has still been slow coming down from Liberty Road and from 795. Parkville side of the Beltway, that delay is there. That's normal around to Hartford Road. The inner loop at Green Spring right now, looking at you live here, still okay, heading over to the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cold for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 20s and 30s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and highs in the upper 30s. A little bit warmer on Saturday, and then we're tracking our next weather maker with snow coming in early Sunday morning. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. So why would the Mets let go of a right-hand power bat, third most homers in the majors over the last 6 years, that plays every day? National baseball writer Bob Nightingale offers this.
I just think they think he's not going to be the same player. I mean, this guy posted, what, 160 games each the last 3 years. I think they think the defense can go sour. I think they want to change, not that, you know, Pete was fine in the clubhouse, but I think they want to change that whole dynamic there. I mean, you're just trading, you know, getting rid of three popper guys with, you know, Nimmo and of course, Diaz and now Alonso. I think he says it didn't work. Let me do my way.
Flimsy. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Pete Alonso will be welcomed in Baltimore today at 4 p.m. Meanwhile, the Bengals will welcome, in a manner of speaking, the Ravens to the Queen City on Sunday. Temperatures expected in the low teens at kickoff, and Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow seems nonplussed.
We'll see what the conditions are like on Sunday. If it's just cold, there shouldn't be any problem. Obviously, wind plays a factor. If it's really windy, you have to think about that a little more. But if it's just cold, there shouldn't be any issue.
Meanwhile, the Ravens on the outside looking in at the moment in terms of the playoffs with four games left to play. Kyle Hamilton putting the Ravens' struggles into context.
LeBron down 3-1 in the finals, comes back and wins it. It's like, it never really is the Cinderella fairy tale season that it's going to be. I mean, and that just is what it is.
NFL.com assessing the Ravens' playoff chances with a win at 48%, but only 12% with a loss. College football, the Army-Navy game for the 126th time will do battle on the gridiron 3 p.m. tomorrow at M&T Bank Stadium. What it means to Navy head coach Brian Newberry.
Just the magnitude of it, how important it is to so many people, not just our players, but people in the Navy and the Marine Corps that are out there serving now, our veterans, everybody involved with the institution in Annapolis, and that you just didn't realize how far-reaching, you know, and how important it was to so many people.
Elsewhere in college football, fired Michigan head coach Sharon Moore expected in court today for arraignment on assault charges. Authorities have yet to release details of the case. Moore was fired by the Wolverines for an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. And a sidebar to that story, in the wake of Moore's stunning fall from grace, former Gilman and St. Francis head football coach Biff Poggi, who built those schools into football powerhouses, has been named interim head coach in Ann Arbor. The time now is 7:37. When we return, it isn't going to be an easy fix.
Attention, investors and retirees. Are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, I don't know about you. Do you like snow or no?
I do.
Okay.
I like ice, but I do like snow.
Right. Well, I don't like ice.
You're from
either.
South Florida, so.
Yeah, I like heat is what I like. But I do like snow when I'm at home on a Sunday watching football.
Right.
That's good. And that's probably what's going to happen, by the way, this Sunday here in town, because I'm hearing we could get like 1 to 3 inches,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah, it could be a couple inches.
But as far as the Ravens are concerned, look, you know, when you have a quarterback who's been a running quarterback, you look back at Michael Vick and even Bobby Douglas all the way back with the Bears back in the
Fran
day.
Fran Tarkenton.
Cam Newton, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know,
Donovan McNabb.
There is a shelf life to how effective these quarterbacks are as they continue their NFL careers and get pounded game in and game out.
I just ask RG3 about that.
Oh, boy, and that shelf life was short.
Yeah.
So, you know, here's the thing about Lamar. Yeah, offseason, he could get healthy. But what does the actual wear and tear do to Lamar? And what does that do to the Ravens moving forward? So I think that's the bigger picture question here. Is there going to be saddled with a $70 million cap hit next year with Lamar? And his skills are apparently starting to diminish.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why running backs usually they're average four years.
4 or 5 years,
maybe.
Right.
A six would be a lot. But it's a reason why, because they get pounded every game. But, yeah, same thing. The knees can only take so much, and you know, you get a leg injury, it's very difficult any running quarterback. So
longer term, it'll be interesting to see the production.
He's
got to
make that transition then to become more of a pocket guy. And
I thought he did last year.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden this year, you know, maybe the line. Who knows?
All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, he's going to be with us on Monday. He gave an interview with Fox 45. The immigration debate is heating up. As you know, there's a renewed effort from some Maryland lawmakers to try to ban the 287G program, which allows local cooperation with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. However, if that happens, Sheriff Jenkins said he would be willing to challenge that decision, and he said that, look, this is a jail-based program.
It's a jail-based program, which everybody who's arrested, physically arrested, brought to our detention center, is screened to determine their immigration status.
He said Frederick County is one of the Maryland counties participating in the program, allowing their correctional officers to act as ICE agents and how they work with ICE.
If you are found to be here illegally, then we prepare the detainers, we prepare the paperwork, and eventually we provide that to the ICE supervisor, who they are the decision makers in the process.
In November, in a social media post, Senate President Bill Ferguson said now's the time to prohibit 287G agreements between ICE and law enforcement agencies in Maryland. Recent months demonstrate that ICE and U.S. Department of Homeland Security are operating with impunity, violating constitutional rights of American citizens and immigrants alike. For our law enforcement agencies to maintain the public trust, they cannot aid and abet that lawlessness. And we've had one lawmaker get up there and say that ICE was terrorizing communities.
The 287G program is a mechanism through which certain communities feel terrorized, to be honest with you, and feel as though they are unable to have a conversation with law enforcement. If they're a victim of a crime, if they see criminal activity within their community. Ending these agreements within our state makes moral sense.
Well, if you don't want to feel terrorized, then don't break into the country illegally, and then don't traffic in drugs, traffic in human beings, you know, take advantage of little children, rape young girls, etc. And you won't have to worry. But here's the thing. By not picking up these criminal illegal aliens and detaining them and deporting them, you are thus further terrorizing a community. And Sheriff Jenkins says it's all about public safety.
That Frederick County is as safe as it is, as safe as it is, in part due to this program, and I'll never step down from that belief.
Yeah, and he shouldn't. Just like Sheriff Lewis in Wicomico and others, Sheriff Jenkins says, you know, the end result, if 287G does get banned, is not going to be pretty.
If Maryland goes about this move of passing this legislation to kill 287G, you will see ICE in every county of Maryland in a heavy presence. And that's going to be more concerning and be of more risk than the program we have now.
He's absolutely 1,000% right on that. And Sheriff Jenkins was asked, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if these radical Democrats in the Maryland General Insane Asylum actually pass a ban on you participating with 287G?
So I believe there's a constitutional challenge. I sign agreements all the time to work with other federal agencies, FBI, Secret Service, U.S. Marshals, ATF. Those agreements are in existence right now. What's the difference between my working with those agencies and my working with ICE? I see no difference. I would challenge their authority to take that away from me. And again, I think I can find a law firm out there somewhere who would take that on.
No, the only real difference is you are removing a significant voting block of the Democrat Party by detaining and deporting illegal aliens. That's the big difference there. All right, your thoughts, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. It is 743, and do we have a contestant yet for Choose Your Fake News? If not, give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Reserve your spot. You get to match wits with Maggie and Kristen, and who knows what you can do with Chuck, otherwise known as Whiskey Nuts Johnson. Right now, with an update on Friday morning rush hour, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck.
To you as a service of the Baltimore Blast. The tunnels right now, good shape. Just checked Fort McHenry Tunnel, 895 South. All the lanes are open. The BW Parkway is the problem right now, moving northbound, coming up towards 197 and 198. There's an accident there. It's out of camera range. We don't see it. We see the impact, though, with the heavy traffic stacked up right at 197. Very limited lanes northbound. Beyond that, early this morning, and I'm talking about 6 o'clock, interloop of the Beltway right before I-70. The wreck was there. There's a truck and a car involved. They're still looking at it. Delays coming up from Frederick Road on the Beltway. When you get to Route 40, you need to be over to the center and the left. You do have access to the ramp to I-70 westbound, so there's no problem there. The outer loop is looking at it. We're backed up towards 795, the Parkville side of the Beltway, with delays around Hartford Road. Keep in mind, Philadelphia Road at Campbell Boulevard, they're doing some utility work there. Not sure if it's a water main break or exactly what, but they're knocking off some of the lanes on Philadelphia Road. Pulaski Highway, probably the better bet. The Baltimore Blast was victorious in Game 1 of the new season. Their next two games are on the road against the Tacoma Stars this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. The next home game is Saturday, December 27th at 4 p.m. against the Milwaukee Wave at Towson University. And all the information and tickets are available at BaltimoreBlast.com and Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, it is time for your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today, upper 30s. Tomorrow, high 40s. And, again, as we just mentioned, snow possible for that Ravens game at the bank on Sunday. We're going to dodge the snow for Army-Navy on Saturday, but the snow may be a couple of inches here on Sunday. And more on that coming up tomorrow. Right now, 28 and cloudy in Baltimore City, 28 in Essex. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today we've got some WCBM merchandise, and our contestant is Helen in Towson. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right, well, good luck. Here are your three stories. Story number one, a Swedish musician spent 6 months working to accomplish the worst and coolest thing he's ever done. teaching an octopus to play the piano. The musician says he bought an octopus named Taco from a Portuguese fishery and then began to earn his trust and teach him how to play the keyboards.
He played eight to the bar.
Yeah. 8 days a week. Story two. Representative Jasmine Crockett has officially launched her Senate bid, but it is her campaign slogan that is causing some controversy. The campaign has been launched with her Axe for Votes. In her response, she said, "I ain't playing, baby girl, I'm running. Which is why I be axing you for your votes. We out here talking about showing up, making noise, actually using that ballot like it matter, because it do. Every time we dip out on election day, somebody else making choices for us, and that ain't the move."
I'm going to cut that. I'm going to flag that. Amazing.
Now, story three. That?
Oh. I didn't get all that. Can you say that again?
Story three.
That's going to be the promo, the morning show promo.
New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani has chosen a formerly incarcerated rapper serving time for armed robbery to the new public safety transition team.
Who knows it better?
What could go wrong with that?
Nothing.
All right.
Perfectly fine.
Story one. Swedish man teaches pet octopus to play the piano. Story two. Jazzy Crockett, axing for votes. Or story three. Mamdani puts a armed, or rather convicted robber, maybe he's armed, I don't know, on the public safety transition team. All right, we will start with Maggie.
Oh, well, I mean, I have to go with number one because the others are just so totally believable.
Okay.
It seems so easy. I'm
you like the
now,
octopi.
Come on.
Right. Remember Octomom?
Oh, I remember Octomom.
Yeah.
Talk about stretch marks. Holy smoke, can you imagine?
Maggie goes for one. Kristen.
I mean, I don't know. How do we define teaching the octopus how to play the piano? Is it just making noise? I don't know. But someone, I'm sure, is claiming that. And I could see the Mamdani story being true. I think I'm going to go with number two. I don't know. That story, that was very interesting. I don't know. I say two. Something's fishy there.
Goes for axe the votes. Chuck.
I asked myself what I was going to do. And I said, now hold on there, Lemmy. Now don't be calling me up and making fun of me now. Oh, my God. There he goes. He's gone off the deep end. Two, please.
Chuck goes for two. And Helen?
You know, these are all so difficult. I really don't know what to say, but I think I'm going to have to go with number two.
Okay. All right. Well, that's sometimes there's safety in numbers, or there's sometimes misery loves company. I'm not sure which. We'll find out which one today. Story three, Mamdani. That's, you know, doesn't even shock anybody that he would put a convicted armed robber on the public safety team. And story one got the fancy of Maggie Hunter. But yes, the Taco can play the keyboard.
Taco the
apparently.
Octopus.
Yes, Taco the Octopus.
He's a sucker for the piano.
Taco the
Octo?
He was able to entice the octopus into using the keyboard he designed with levers for the cephalopod to pull with his tentacles.
But they shoot ink at you if they get mad.
You've pulled tentacles before, haven't you, Maggie?
Many here.
That's what I thought.
No kidding. I thought I read that once.
Story two is our fake news. Congratulations to Helen and Kristen and Chuck.
I suck.
All right.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Helen, we'll put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. See if we can gracefully exit this bit. All right, 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Law Office's Michael A. Friedman there for you 24/7. There's nobody better in the state of Maryland to represent you for a serious vehicle accident with serious injury or a fall. If you've been injured in a fall and it was not your fault, then you want to call the Law Office of Michael E. Freeman. For over 40 years, they have been representing people to the best of their ability, named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year. And they have been recognized for that because of they put your recovery. That's a priority. That's the number one priority at the law firm. And then you can concentrate on getting back to your family and back to your work, or back to running your job, all the other priorities in your life. So, again, don't just pick up the phone, call Michael. They'll take care of everything. And they've helped my members of my immediate family, my WCBM family, and, of course, which includes my colleagues here and listeners as well. So here's the number, 410-363-6848, toll-free, 1-800-782-7800. Online at maflaw.com.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life
saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
A little town of Baltimore, how still we see the lie. On nights like this, I reminisce of Baltimore days gone by. For in my memory shineth traditions now long gone. Like Natty Bow, they've left, although their spirit still lives on.
The legendary David Du Bois, a little town of Baltimore. One of the all-time greats, folks. 7:53 traffic weather on the threes. He's been sipping eggnog with whiskey nuts all morning. Chuck Whitaker standing by.
He should have called that old little town of Bethlehem Steel.
That's a good one.
Now, you take that, you take Jasmine Crockett, and boy, there's two different universes. Yeah.
Boy, battle of the accents.
Talk about need some subtitles. Holy mackerel. The northbound side of the parkway is still slow here. It's very heavy. Coming up northbound right at 197, 198. There's a wreck there again. It's out of the camera range, but we see the impact. And it doesn't take much to back up the parkway. It's only two lanes through there that are open. I just saw a guy going up the shoulder, which you really can't do, but he was, and he was flying on the right side. So if you're sitting up there in the back of, he's coming your way on the right side. The wreck on the Beltway now finally completely on the shoulder on the inner loop at I-70. That'll take a little while for it to settle down. We're still backed up back to Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, upper 30s today, tomorrow highs in the 40s. Looks like it could be a nice day for Army-Navy at M&T Bank Stadium. And then Sunday, where some snow showers and maybe some snow for the Ravens game this coming Sunday. And right now, we're looking at cloudy 29 in Middle River, 29 in Severn. So yesterday, I just got to tell you a brief, quick story here, because we were talking about the Erica Kirk story and Candace Owens, as Erica Kirk gave that interview on the Harrison Faulkner Focus on Fox. And I posted something on Facebook, and I just said, I think it's time for all decent Americans to come to the defense of Erica Kirk against all the conspiracy theorists and grifters and kooks out there. And I posted a picture of Erica, and it simply said, "I stand with Erica Kirk." In all the years that I've been doing this, and look, I've got lots of thousands of people following me on Facebook, and the vast majority agree, some disagree, and that's okay. That's what it's there for. But the level of vitriol that I received for that post, it really kind of shocked me. And it stunned me that there are that many people out there. And I understand if you want to question, whatever you want to question, I get that. But one of the quotes on Facebook was, "I was a brain-dead Zionist satanic demon just for posting that I stand with Erica Kirk." So All right. In the spirit of the holidays, just remember she is a widow. Remember she has children to raise. Remember she lost her husband. And there but for the grace of God go we, right? Because it could happen to any of us at any time. And you can question whatever you want. But try to have some class. Try to stay above the fray while you're doing it. It is kind of shocking that we have, and that's where we are as a country, because we've got a lot of people that are making money. They're grifting people over some of these theories. And again, if you have evidence, I'm fine. Bring the receipts. Bring the evidence. But so far, I've seen none. I've not seen a scintilla of evidence to indicate that what happened to Charlie Kirk isn't what has been claiming right now. Now, we have a trial. The man is alleged to be an assassin. He gets his rights. He gets a trial. Yesterday, he was in Kirk. He was in the Kirk assassin, alleged assassin, was in court, smirking away. And the big debate was whether or not to put cameras in the courtroom. And Judge Tony Graff decided, yes, there will be cameras.
I find that excluding the cameras from the courtroom would be disproportionate for this hearing.
So he's not excluding him, the big debate is whether or not they see him in shackles. So, you know, the jury is out, you bring him in the shackles, you sit his butt down at the defense table, you put a little curtain around the bottom of the defense table so they can't see the shackles. That's all you do. It's a very simple game. I don't know what's taking so long to decide this. But yes, cameras should be in the courtroom for this trial, because otherwise it's going to spew even more conspiracy theories. Finally, we thought that Barry Weiss being hired at CBS was going to have a new day, a new tone, less bias, less prejudice. Listen to this question that the new executive in charge of CBS asks Erica Kirk in an interview.
Erica, one of the most alarming things about Charlie's murder was the way that some people in this country reacted to it.
Yeah.
And not just online. This was an idea that you encountered a lot. And the idea was this. They kind of justified it. They basically said that because Charlie said or believed things mm-hmm. that they believed were controversial or even hateful, mm-hmm. that he somehow had it coming. What do you say to people who justified his death?
You're sick. He's a human being. You think he deserved that? Tell that to my 3-year-old daughter. Excuse me. You want to watch in high res the video of my husband being murdered and laugh and say he deserves it? There's something very sick in your soul, and I pray that God saves you. I pray, because that is what is so wrong. The internet in this world has dehumanized us.
I don't expect the standards to improve at CBS after that question. Unless, of course, Erica Kirk asked her to ask it, which I doubt. But that, I think, was just a disgusting question to ask a widow after her husband was publicly assassinated. Governor Moore's struggles with the truth coming up.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. In Provo, Utah,
the 22-year-old Utah man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk made his first in-person court appearance.
Court is now in session.
Tyler Robinson arrived with restraints on his wrists and ankles. His legal team and the county sheriff's office asked Judge Tony Graff to ban cameras in the courtroom. The judge said no to the ban.
The sanction for today is that this camera will be relocated away from defense table to to where the bailiff is.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration vows to appeal a federal judge's release of Kilmar Abrego-Garcia, an illegal immigrant who had been living in Maryland. The White House says he's not only here illegally and should be deported, but has been involved in human trafficking and is a gang member, allegations that he denies. Now, about that U.S. seizure of an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela.
It was a successful operation directed by the president to ensure that we're pushing back on a regime that is systematically covering and flooding our country with deadly drugs and killing our next generation of Americans.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
I won't broadcast any future actions from the administration, but I will just reiterate that the Trump administration is executing on the president's sanction policies and the sanction policies of the United States, and we're not going to stand by and watch sanctioned vessels sail the seas with black market oil, the proceeds of which will fuel narco-terrorism of rogue and illegitimate regimes around the world.
No relief yet from the devastating flooding in the Pacific Northwest. A grand jury has declined for a second time in a week to reindict New York's Attorney General Letitia James. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures are up 83 points, while the Nasdaq futures are down 145. Townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-524-4948. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-524-4948 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking at you live here at both the Harbor Tunnels. All is well. Under 5 minutes. That's always good on a Friday morning. Lanes are open at 95 going south, 895 southbound, as well as northbound. Everybody's open there this morning. No issues at all. JFX is good. After Ruxton Road, slowing on the Beltway, some slowing on the Parkville side through Greenspring. The west side is still right around Liberty Road. They're still kind of looking at that wreck. It was on the inner loop near I-70. The tractor trailer is completely on the shoulder now. So it's getting a little better coming up from the ramp at Frederick Road and Route 40 West. The BW Parkway is still hurting. It's moving a little better, but still slow from a wreck northbound on the parkway between 197 and 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cold for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 20s and 30s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and highs in the upper 30s. A little bit warmer on Saturday, and then we're tracking our next weather maker with snow coming in early Sunday morning. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
30 degrees in Edgemere and 32 in Joppa Town. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A 72-year-old man is charged with killing his 76-year-old girlfriend in Edgewater. Anne Arundel County police were called to a home on Linden Avenue for a report of an unresponsive woman, and when they arrived, they found Joanna Gibbs dead with apparent trauma to her body. Homicide detectives identified Bruce Dunham as a suspect in the case, and he was arrested and charged with murder. The state medical examiner is conducting an autopsy to determine the cause and manner of Gibbs' death. Mayor Brandon Scott has announced the city's plans for the New Year's Eve spectacular at the Inner Harbor, featuring fireworks, entertainment, vendors, ice skating, and family-friendly programming. The festivities will begin at 6 p.m. New Year's Eve and continue through the midnight fireworks show. Mayor Scott also announced that Artscape will take place Memorial Day weekend, and AFRAM will be held from Friday, June 19th through Sunday, June 22nd, to align with the Juneteenth holiday weekend. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 473. The pick four, 3384. 805 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. What does it take to get into the end zone? That was a question posed to Ravens receiver Zay Flowers yesterday as the team prepares for the Bengals, one of the top receivers in the league in terms of catches, but not touchdowns.
I mean, when you got Derrick Henry and you got dominant tight ends in the red zone, it's hard to not give him the ball. You know what I mean? So that's a bigger target, and that's what we draw up. I just run the plays.
Here are the numbers. Only 10 touchdowns on 219 catches in Flowers' career. That's one every 21.9 catches. Compare that to two other receivers in the division, DK Metcalf and Jamar Chase, one TD catch for every 9 catches. Meanwhile, everybody talking about Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza as a Heisman Trophy winner, and that more than likely will happen. But in the meantime, the senior quarterback picked up another postseason award yesterday, named AP College Football Player of the Year. Mendoza led IU to a 13-0 unbeaten season in the nation's number one ranking. This from a kid out of Columbus High School in Miami, a lightly recruited two-star prospect overlooked by most major programs. Maryland men's basketball returns to Xfinity Center tomorrow night for a huge nationally televised game against number 2 Michigan. All eyes on center Pharrell Payne, who's putting together some kind of year. 18.7 points per game, 7.5 rebounds per game. Head coach Buzz Williams on what Payne means to his offense.
We need him to have a very high usage rate. And the usage rate may not mean he has to score, but when he gets the touch, what are we doing on the weak side of where he gets the touch? And then
8 p.m. tomorrow night against the Wolverines, nationally televised on Fox. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Baltimore High School basketball coaching legend passes away. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at, of course, am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. You can do that as well. Coming up in this hour, Delegate Nina Mangione goes on the house. But I want to lead here in this hour with a Washington Free Beacon story, which broke just in the last couple of days. It was yesterday by Andrew Kerr, and basically there are more problems with Governor Tex Moore struggling with the truth. In this particular case, we have a pattern of self-serving, self-aggrandizing, and not entirely true claims that have persistently dogged, yet heretofore not tripped up, the ambitious Democrat and his national plans to become president. Let's review, shall we? On his 2006 White House fellowship application, Moore says he was inducted in the Maryland College Football Hall of Fame, an organization that does not exist. He also claimed he received a Bronze Star for his service in Afghanistan, which he had not, and was later awarded that after there was some egg on his face. He also claimed he was born in Baltimore, which he was not. He was born in Tacoma Park. The latest struggle with the truth is that when he was at Oxford, and a Rhodes Scholar, that he completed his thesis. And the thesis allegedly was called The Rise and Ramifications of Radical Islam in the Western Hemisphere. The problem is, at some point in time, the title of the thesis changed, and nobody can find the thesis. Oxford can't find it. The White House, where he served a fellowship, they don't have it. When you do a Google search of all the major search engines for theses, there's no sign of any thesis ever written by Governor Westmoreland. I'm not saying he didn't write it, but it's a problem. Especially since he changed the title of the thesis to get a job in the White House working for Condi Rice in the Bush administration. By the way, on his resume, this is also curious. In his White House fellowship application, which is public record, Governor Moore wrote that he graduated from Oxford in 2003. On his resume attached to that application, he said he graduated in June of 2004. But Oxford says he graduated in 2006. Which is it? Now, Oxford issued something called a degree confirmation. That one gives the contradictory date saying, I'm sorry, it was 2005, not 2006. So we have three different graduation dates, 2003, 4, and 5. Moore says he completed his master's studies in November of 2005. He was serving in the 82nd Airborne. I don't know how you do that. He also says he began working as an investment banker at Deutsche Bank in London of March 2004. So he was working as a banker, he was in the 82nd Airborne, and he was doing his master's all at the same time. Now, a spokesman for the governor, Omar Musa, told the Washington Free Beacon they're not engaging in journalism, quote, doing what they always do, manufacturing doubt about the accomplishments of a black veteran, Rhodes Scholar, and public servant because it fits their narrative. But here's the narrative that's emerging regarding Wesley Moore, that there has been a pattern of self-aggrandizement and embellishment. And he's done this all with an eye, and he must have known a long, long time ago that he wanted to be a politician, perhaps even president one day. And all of these things kind of fit the narrative that he needed to do this to fit the mold, if you will. All right, we'll discuss this in greater detail in just a second. It's 8:13. Traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And two of the big problems we had earlier this morning have gone now. The wreck finally is completely cleared. Inner loop at the ramp at I-70. That's much better now. So this heavy traffic now is coming up. It looks like the Great American Truck Race coming up the inner loop now from Route 40. A lot of tractor trailers in there. And then you get up into that area where there's no shoulder because of the construction above I-70 and up to Liberty Road. So they're kind of reacting to that. But everybody's moving. Just going to take a little while to get back to normal. The outer loop is getting better now from Liberty Road. Inner loop at Green Spring is good. The speeds are up at Hartford Road. The wreck on the BW Parkway is also gone now, and that's getting back to normal. The wreck is cleared between 197 and 198. We are slowing, and this contractor works during the day, during the rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. Utility work, very limited lanes on Philadelphia Road at Campbell Boulevard over on the White Marsh side of the county. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, high up of 30s, and maybe some snow coming on Sunday, so stay tuned for that. And right now we're looking at 28 in Bel Air. It's cloudy, and we have 29 in Baltimore City. From the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time once again for America's 250th birthday update celebration. All right, on this day in history, 1870, Joseph Haynes Rainey of South Carolina sworn in as the first black American to serve in the U.S. U.S. House of Representatives, and also a Republican. 1917, the Reverend Edward Flanagan, 31-year-old Irish priest, opened the doors to Boys Town, a home for troubled and neglected children in Omaha. He lived by the adage, there's no such thing as a bad boy. He graduated his first class of girls in 1983. In 1975, Sarah Jane Moore said she was willfully trying to kill U.S. President Gerald Ford. She was later sentenced to life in prison but released December 31st in 2007. In the year 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4. It was reversing the ruling of the Florida Supreme Court, allowing the hand recount of the votes in Florida, in effect ensuring the Republican Texas Governor George W. Bush would win the presidency over former Vice President Al Gore. People wrongly attribute the Supreme Court decided the race. No, they stopped the counting. Remember the hanging chads, the butterfly ballots and all of that in Florida? They kept counting and counting and counting until they were going to get the result that they wanted. Well, the Supreme Court, their decision stopped that counting, and therefore that election was then won by President Bush over Vice President Al Gore. And I think that's really when the polarization began in the country between this nation, because ever since then we have been, there was Bush derangement syndrome, now we've got Trump derangement syndrome, which is a derangement syndrome all of its own on steroids. So don't forget, next Independence Day of July of 26, it is our 250th birthday celebration, and we're counting them down all the way to that point. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
And we're back. It's 8:19, 19 minutes after the hour. Coming up again at the bottom of the hour, we're going to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione, as we do each and every Friday morning. And some of our topics today, we'll be talking about the special session and whether it's to elect the speaker or for some other nefarious purpose. MS-13 Maryland man and Sheriff Jenkins, who will be with us on Monday. And again, that 11,000 students left Maryland schools, but we still are paying for him here in the state of Maryland. That is just par for the course, isn't it? And they find new and different ways to basically waste our tax dollars, as they're doing in most of these blue states and most of these blue cities, Minnesota being the latest. But we're here now. Again, Maine is having issues, Philadelphia. So just about you pick it. Pick the city. I think it would be an exception to the rule where there wasn't massive waste, fraud, and abuse. Joining us right now, Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Friday, the weekend is here. We're just less than 2 weeks to the big day, Christmas Day. Yeah. Great seeing you in person last week to announce the recipient of the Home with Vinny Award. So yeah. How's it going so far with Allison?
You know, Sean, you know, we're off to a great start. We were able to get her pre-qualified this week. We've got several homes lined up for tomorrow. So I just wanted to thank you and everybody there for allowing us to come in and announce our award recipient. You know, Allison told me, after we had met with you, that she had been looking for 6 years for a home. So it's going to make it extra special when we find that special place that she can call home.
Wow. Well, I know she's in good hands with your company. I just love how you guys are always looking for ways to give back to the community.
You know, it's part of our DNA, Sean, and part of our core values. You know, we say when you put others first, you'll never be second. I think Zig Ziglar said it best. He said that you can have everything in life that you want if you just help enough other people get what they want. And this is how we've operated our company for over 2 decades, serving nearly 3,000 families.
Yeah, and I also think it's in the programs you guys talk about with us every week. You know, you'll provide written guarantees up front to ensure a home seller's success, while other agents and companies just make empty promises.
Yeah, it's definitely something that differentiates us in the marketplace. You know, anybody can promise to sell your home. We guarantee it. Just like we did last week for one of our customers in Edgewood, we were able to find a buyer in our database willing to pay 100% of his list price, all cash, before he was even scheduled to go on the market. So no showings, no open houses, no picky buyers. So he was shocked, to say the least, especially the way the market has recently shifted.
You know, Vinny, I would think you have a lot of confidence in your systems in order to make the type of bold guarantees that you are famous for.
Yeah, Sean, I mean, that's right. So if you're concerned about the shifting marketplace, you'd like us to guarantee the sale of your home. And if we can't sell it, we'll buy it at a price and time frame agreeable to you. You can call or text us today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
That's great. And we'll talk to you next Friday, and have a great weekend.
All right, you too, Sean. Thanks so much.
All right, it's Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And make sure you tell them I told you to call. All right, coming up, Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the House in just a few moments. And coming up at the end of the program here today, I'm going to play you an audio soundbite clip from a Kentucky Democrat that you're really going to want to stay tuned and hear this. This really explains everything about affirmative action, DEI, again, this wokeism, so on and so forth, when you hear what liberals think and what they say. And this was in public, so it pretty much has always, it just kind of confirms or affirms what I've long suspected about their guilt. It's 8:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Northbound 95, Harford County, it's a little bit slow. It's a construction area here at Route 24, 76-mile marker northbound. You'll see the signs. If you're coming up from Mountain Road, you're going up 95 eventually to the Tidings Bridge and up through that area. It's a speed reduction right there. And then when you get up towards Bell Camp, you pick up the speed once again, and you're on your way up through the Delaware Line. 95 south to the Capitol Beltway, no issues there. Even 695 starting to settle down now for the late ride Friday morning. Hopefully we'll have no issues in the last 40 minutes or so of the rush hour. JFX looks good. We're under 5 minutes. That's always good. And the lanes are clear at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, upper 30s, warming up a little bit tomorrow for the Army-Navy game here at the bank in the 40s, but we'll dodge the snow for that one, but not for the Ravens game on Sunday. Snow showers possible Saturday overnight through Sunday morning, maybe a couple inches or so for the big game. Right now, 30 and cloudy in Severn. It is 29 in Middle River. Joining us on our hotline here this morning is David Ainsley. As we know, David is with an organization called Homes for Our Troops, and we thought that with Saturday, tomorrow being the big Army-Navy game here in Baltimore, and again, this is the only time, I think it's the most important college football game of the year. You have people that are doing battle on the field, and then they're against each other, and then they'll unite and be for the rest of the country once they all graduate their service academies. They're willing to put their lives on the line for the rest of us. That's why it's so special to me. And I think it's very special that we take care of all our veterans. David, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me. We appreciate you.
No, it is our pleasure. So if you could, tell us what Homes for Our Troops does. What is your mission?
So I'm actually with the VFW, and we are supporting Homes for Our Troops in a fundraiser this weekend. We are doing a tailgate outside of M&T Bank Stadium. And basically, the reason why we have decided to partner with Homes for Our Troops is because they build specially adapted homes nationwide for those that are severely injured from OIF or Iraq or Afghanistan veterans.
Yeah, so when we talk about that, and again, the VFW is a wonderful organization as well. So, and again, the issue here is that this is not federally or state funded. So most of their support comes from patriotic, generous individuals and corporations that financially support the mission. 65% apparently of their revenue comes from individual donors. So, what would you like Ravens fans to do, and Army Navy fans from the game Saturday? And you're gonna be out there Sunday morning. What time?
No, we'll be out there Saturday morning starting at 10 a.m. Up until kickoff. We are located at 617 West West Street, right near the intersection of Russell Road. We have a live band and everything else, and you get to come out and meet some of the recipients who have received these homes from Homes for Our Troops. And one of the great things about the organization is like 90 cents of every dollar goes to support the veterans or the homes that they build for.
Yeah, and these are specially adapted custom homes for severely injured post 9/11 veterans so they can help rebuild their lives, and that's a very important thing to do. So the tailgate is Saturday morning starting at 10, and that's for the Army-Navy game at the bank. Can people donate? Can they make a contribution on the spot, or do you recommend they go to a website? How does that work?
However, people would like to donate, we we are not picky. They can go to homesforourtroopsusa.org, and they can donate directly online. Or if folks are in town for the Army-Navy game tomorrow, they can come by our tailgate, have a bunch of music and food. It's no cost. We just ask for people to donate, and it'll be a great time.
Is there a number you have in your head? Would you like to hit a certain number for Saturday?
The last one we did, it was a little bit difficult at Washington Stadium, but the last one we did in Gillette, we raised $21,000 and in one day at our tailgate up at Gillette.
All right, 21,000. So we can do better than that, Baltimore. We can do it at least $25,000. So again, VFW, this is David Ainsley, Homes for Our Troops. Again, tell us where you'll be tomorrow morning, tailgating for the Army Navy game. And I urge all Ravens fans, Army Navy fans, to get out there and donate. What's that exact location, David?
The exact location is 617 West West Street in Baltimore. And we'll have Yuengling Beer out there. They're one of our big sponsors. Narragansett Beer, Pitt and Pendulum Barbecue. We have a whole bunch of local people who are really stepping up and helping donate items.
Right, and you can also donate if you'd like to make a cash donation there as well, or by check, I guess, whatever, however you want to do it. Do you accept credit cards?
We accept credit card, and we also have Venmo, PayPal, and Square.
All right. You got it all, man. Yep. Hey, listen, thanks for coming on the program this morning. Good luck tomorrow, and again, enjoy the game.
Thank you very much for your time. And even though our tailgate is for both forces, me being retired Army, I have to say go Army, beat Navy.
All right, I got to say go Navy, beat Army. But that's okay. That's what makes the that's what makes the game so great. Thanks, David.
Thank you so much, sir.
It is our pleasure. 8:29, 29 minutes after the hour. I want to tell you about Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. If you are just in the market for any appliance whatsoever, or if you're looking for an entire kitchen upgrade, you need to go see the. It's just an incredible, stunning showroom. Over 70 different brands of appliances on display, and for every budget in mind. If you just you got a fixed budget and you don't want to spend too much, they can help you with that. Or if you money is no object, they can help you either way. Doesn't matter. And they have a 5-star service and a low price match as well. So you can shop at the big box store if you want. But you really, if you want that service, if you want professional advice, and these are guys always willing to help you out, both mayor or mayor, tell them I told you to come in and see Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Next up, we go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione. It's 8:30. Time for news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A Cecil County woman has been charged with killing her infant daughter. Maryland State Police say 24-year-old Destiny Shiveraw faces charges that include first-degree murder in the death of the 5-month-old. Law enforcement responded to a 911 call on December 4th and found the infant dead in a home on Lidl Circle in Rising Sun. And Shiveraw was arrested after consultation with the Cecil County State's attorney. Shiveraw has made an initial appearance before a district court commissioner, and she's been detained pending further court proceedings. City police are investigating a Thursday afternoon shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers responded to a shot spotter alert just before 2 p.m. in the 300 block of North Arlington Avenue, where they found a man suffering from gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to the hospital in serious condition. Investigators believe the shooting happened near the intersection of North Arlington and Mulberry Street.
The final defendant in a 2022 rideshare carjacking spree in Baltimore City and county has been convicted. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says 17-year-old Corek Mosley and five others used Uber and Lyft apps to lure drivers and carjack them at gunpoint. The defendants used the stolen vehicles and rideshare accounts to pick up and rob additional passengers. Some victims were held captive while the defendants drained their bank accounts. Mosley is facing a sentence of more than 400 years when he's sentenced in early 2026. The other defendants have pleaded guilty, and three of them have been sentenced. And Governor Wes Moore has announced more than $19 million for year two of the state's Engaging Neighborhoods, Organizations, Unions, Governments, and Households Enough initiative. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're looking at you live at the Bay Bridge. All is well. Three lanes west, two lanes east, and no major problems there. Through Sandy Point, Ritchie Highway, Seven River Bridge, even clear right now. Very nice. I-97 at Route 32, completely clear. Coming down from Millersville and from Odenton and then working away south down to Route 50. Beltway traffic is beginning to settle down. No issues there. Traffic is cleared. Both the harbor tunnels. A couple of things. Keep in mind, we're slow in the construction area. I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County, and they're doing some work, and they have very limited lanes. They may be alternating lanes on Route 7 on Philadelphia Road at Campbell Boulevard. You can move over to Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cold for your Friday morning with temperatures in the 20s and 30s. Heading toward the afternoon, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and highs in the upper 30s. A little bit warmer on Saturday, and then we're tracking our next weather maker with snow coming in early Sunday morning. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. What a weekend of sports in Baltimore coming up. Starts this afternoon at 4 p.m. when the O's introduce Pete Alonso to Baltimore. The slugger brings 264 homers to Charm City. A guy that plays every day. Baseball insider Ken Rosenthal on what it means for the city.
It's a huge day for the Orioles. Huge day for kind of continuing the revival in that city of baseball, which took a little bit of a step back last year.
Army-Navy tomorrow at M&T Bank Stadium. March on at 11 a.m. The game time is 3 p.m. Navy quarterback Blake Horvath on what it means to him.
Right, the brigade, the alumni, right, just the Marine Corps, Navy in general, right, and how we can represent them. I think that's the most powerful thing is just, we, in that moment, the second Saturday in December, right, we represent all those institutions and all those people, and hopefully we can make them proud.
And then on to College Park on Saturday night, Maryland men's basketball hosting second-ranked Michigan. The Terps' recent results against highly ranked teams on the mind of head coach Buzz Williams.
Tuesday night was the worst loss of my career as a head coach. And Wednesday night was the second worst loss of my career as a head coach.
Talking about the losses, of course, to Gonzaga and Alabama, looking for a bounce back tomorrow night. And then on to Sunday, Ravens' margin for error razor thin as they travel to frigid Cincinnati. They do control their destiny still, but head coach John Harbaugh says that comes with a caveat.
To say we control our own destiny, that's only if we win. You have to win to control your destiny.
And finally, neglected to get to this yesterday, but a sad note, longtime Annapolis High School basketball coach John Brady passed away on Wednesday night. 39 years on the sidelines, 772 career wins, a state title in 1990. The great John Brady will never be forgotten. Passed away at the age of 78. Okay, here we go with Friday Football Pick'em, Sean and Maggie. Sean, we're going to do the Army-Navy game last, okay, actually, but let's go with Packers at Broncos first.
I'm going Broncos.
All right, Maggie?
I'm going Packers.
I'm going Broncos there, Sean. I agree. Maggie, Chargers at Chiefs.
Chargers.
Chargers. Sean.
Chargers.
I'm going Chiefs. Sean, Bills and Patriots.
Bills.
Maggie?
I second that, Bills.
I third that, Bills. Ravens, Bengals. Maggie?
Ravens.
Okay, Sean?
Bengals.
Me too.
Me too. I thought I'd get one up on you now.
No, I'm going with Bengals, unfortunately. Sean, Army, Navy.
Go Navy.
Yeah.
Navy.
Navy.
Here
Navy
we go.
All the way.
Love it.
Right.
Sean, guys, have a great weekend.
You do the same, Gary.
Yep.
Enjoy
you.
Your weekend. 8:36, 24 before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company. And time for this. Did we already do the break? No, we didn't. Okay. We'll do the break, then we'll come back with On the House.
Attention investors and retirees. Are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, time once again to go On the House with Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican, Baltimore County. We're just about a month away from the next General Insane Asylum session. Good morning, Nino.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Merry Christmas, Sean.
Merry Christmas to you. I was just looking at a live shot of downtown and the Baltimore Ice Field office where Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the MS-13 Maryland man, apparently is inside the ICE field office. So we know a judge ordered his release. He got out of detention in Pennsylvania. Now he's in the custody of ICE. The question is, will he be released from ICE, or will they deport him, in spite of what a judge has ordered? It's going to be a fascinating story.
Well, I wasn't aware of that. I was aware of the story, I guess, that came out yesterday, and that's exactly where he should be, in an ICE office. And then the next place he should be is on a plane to be deported and out of this country. I mean, this guy, Sean, has become the left's poster boy. We all know, this story, it is unbelievable. This illegal alien, MS-13 gang member, his wife beater, human trafficker, they were about to let him walk. I haven't seen that update, but as of yesterday, right, he was walking free thanks to a rogue Obama judge, an activist judge right here in Maryland, this thug. And then he had the gall. I was reading one of his comments about how he believes that this is a country of laws and this injustice must come to an end. Injustice, law, Sean, the only injustice here is the injustice placed upon the American people that this guy was ever allowed here in the first place. He wasn't allowed here. He was an illegal alien. He violated our laws to begin with. And this is really what happens when these Democrat politicians, and in this case a radical judge, they only want to enforce, you jaywalk as an American citizen and they'll hammer you. But the illegal aliens, it's always been this catch and release mentality across the board. And in this case, with just a laundry list of violations from this guy, Garcia. And here, you're telling me we're a nation that we can't deport an MS-13 gangster who beat his wife, trafficked humans?
Yeah.
I mean, what?
This is legal insurrection is what it is, and this is the problem with Republicans with their blue slip idiocy in the Senate and so on and so forth. We got to get judges in there that will follow the Constitution. Next week, a special session has been called. You're going back into session, delegate, and we're being told it's strictly for the election of Joseline Pena Melnick, who is a radical lefty. Are you buying that?
Well, I, number one, I certainly buy the fact that she is a radical lefty. Yes, that part I do buy, and we'll get to that other part in just a second. But yes, I'll just touch on Pena Melnick. I mean, I have no real relationship with her personally. She's never done anything disrespectful to me in the sense of just the way she treats people. I haven't seen that. However, I want to just highlight the story that I mentioned the other day. I just find fascinating for somebody that is constantly, whether it's on her website or whether it's in media and on the House floor, pushing this idea of diversity, this idea of equity and inclusion. And then when I came to her committee, the HGO committee, which is a very powerful committee, but they deal with these commemorations, so to speak, like a Heritage Month and different acknowledgments of Maryland history, for example. And when I came forth in a state that has, whether it's Black History Month, whether it's Women's History Month, whether it's Irish American or Caribbean American, I came forth with Italian American heritage because this is a state that we know is pushing further and further to get rid of our history. They've already done that on a number of occasions, removing statues and names. So I said, okay, I know they're coming for Columbus. Well, how about Italian Heritage Month, considering the unbelievable contributions to the state of Maryland from Italian Americans, and that was not even given a vote. So there you go. When the I guess you would say, do as I say, not as I do. But when you look at some of her politics across the spectrum, all of the advocacy groups and the different groups that rank, whether or not you're liberal, conservative, in the middle, they have her to the very far left. Every single one of them. And when you talk about having a speaker that's going to be for all Marylanders, I just think that this is only going to move Maryland further and further to the left. And I think this is a big mistake for what's going to be, if you look at, I mean, in my opinion, Sean, I mean, this is a state that's facing a $1.4 billion or $1.5 billion deficit next month. I mean, I'm sorry, next session, next year. Governor Moore, as you mentioned earlier, you talked about there with this coming session, the governor vetoed a number of bills, and one of them for the special session may be overturning his veto, believe it or not, on the reparations. He vetoed that reparations bill, but I believe the General Assembly is probably going to come back and override that. I'm obviously going to be voting no. Another bill was the data center study. We've learned a lot about these data centers without getting too into detail, but he vetoed a bill that I thought was actually, I'm a very fiscal hawk in Annapolis, but this bill was to study, because we've learned a lot over the last several months and last year about the environmental impacts of data centers, and it's a double-edged sword, the data centers, right?
Yeah.
But the study was simply to see what we can do and how we can better learn to see how we can implement these, if we can, and he vetoed it because of the cost. But this is the same guy that's spending hundreds of millions on wasted climate change nonsense. This is a guy that's put Maryland in the marijuana business, hundreds of millions of dollars with illegal immigration, or illegal aliens, I should say, and yet a couple hundred thousand for a study on data centers that has a major impact throughout the entire state. He vetoes the bill. So that may come up, and there may be some others. So he did veto a number of bills.
All right, we will see what happens next week. More with On the House with Delegate Man Junior right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. The update here with Chuck Whitaker.
Nino, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Chuck.
Always a pleasure to see you standing by the tree, as you well know.
Yes.
I couldn't tell which one was lit. Was it you or the tree? You don't have to answer that. I just backed you into a corner. I'm sorry. Northbound 95, Route 24, Harford County, 76 mile marker. That's slow because of the construction zone right there. And it's back down now to where it's a little slow for about a half mile or so as you're going through there. On Philadelphia Road at Campbell Boulevard, that's going to be one lane either way. And there may be alternating traffic, so you're probably better off on Pulaski Highway out through the White Marsh area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, high upper 30s. Right now we're 31 and cloudy in the city, 34 in Stevensville. On the house here with Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss important issues in Maryland. And as we're going back into special, do you believe that when they say absolutely no redistricting next week, that we can trust them?
Well, I know the Senate president has been adamant about this. It looks like the Speaker Pro Tem, Dana Stein, is agreeing with him from what I read. So and whether they stick to their word, there's a lot of pressure on them. But I think that the Senate president a lot of credit. He stood courageously against his own radical left cohorts, I guess you could say. So I think that that will probably be the case, that we will not take up redistricting. But I know that the soon-to-be speaker, Peña Melnick, I know that they would push for redistricting. That's been one of their cases that I know that they're receiving a lot of pressure. So I'm hoping that that's not the case. I'm hoping that the Senate President Bill Ferguson holds the line and we will just elect the new speaker and maybe take up a couple of these veto overrides and go from there and not push just a political hack move here just to keep up with what Gavin Newsom and some of the other high-profile Democrats for the governor's presidential law.
Yeah. Well, it may not even matter because the rhinos in Indiana absolutely sabotaged Trump yesterday, so we'll talk about that another day. But there's an article in Maryland Matters that Governor Moore is now, last night in Cambridge, he told a bunch of county leaders that he will not propose tax increases to close this projected $1.5 billion budget gap in the fiscal year. Here's the quote. We cannot and will not balance our budget on the back of Marylanders. This is not a year where we anticipate tax increases. At the same time, we want the right size programs that need to be made more sustainable. Excuse me, Delegate, didn't he just balance the budget on the back of Marylanders in the last session?
Sean, this is incredible. I've been in politics long enough now to know that when a promise sounds good, but it really doesn't add up because what you just mentioned, remember, he said he had a very high bar for tax increases last session, and then he went on to sign the largest tax increase in Maryland's history in the same session. So he said, as you mentioned, I mean, we cannot and will not balance our budget on the back of Marylanders this year. Well, let's be honest, this is an election year. That's why he's making that promise. But again, he said he had a high bar last year. The math doesn't add up here. He's talking about cuts in the article, and you don't just close a $1.5 billion deficit with just nice speeches and half promises. It says, again, it's not a year for tax increases. Well, you can't, just because it's an election year, make promises, and then when the time comes, we don't have the money. I mean, this is what happens. Cuts are definitely, they need to come. I would assume they're coming. And the problem is there was no specifics from the governor, no real plan. Who knows what this is going to mean for public safety and transportation, state services, whatever. Let's not forget, $1.5 billion is just this year, the coming structural deficit, what, 2029, 2030, is going to be 2 to 3 times that. And what created this mess for the listening audience out there, you look in spending increases over the years, these new mandates, long-term commitments like Kerwin without having the funding plans behind them. Basically, what we have is an example here of Annapolis wrote checks over the last several years that really the taxpayers, the taxpayers cannot cash on. And the bill is coming due, and in a political year with everybody getting ready to run again, he's sitting here and saying that he's not going to increase them. But how are we going to fix this deficit? Yeah. There's no plan, there's no transparency, and then really there's no leadership.
Just a minute left here, Delegate. And any reason why we need a special session for Democrats to elect a speaker, which is already a foregone conclusion? The Democrats in the Senate reelected Bill Ferguson, and they did it virtually. They didn't need to go into special session, costing us money.
Yeah, that I'm not sure exactly. Yeah. I believe from what I read the other day that they could have done this without a special session. So to me, we could just, if they have the consensus, they have the vote, and they have the Democrat caucus just do it in the first week of or first day of session.
First day,
save the taxpayer money. Let people go about their daily lives here, especially the busy holiday season, and not waste people's time and create this political theater. But yeah, this is just what they're doing, and it's a waste of time, in my opinion, unless we're going to have some of these veto overrides, which we mentioned earlier. And I really hope it's not going to be a reparation study veto override. We know that was all politics from the governor also when he said it's now's the time for action. He just did it to try to score political points with some more moderate voters. But we know they're already pushing reparation policy through DEI policies throughout the state, money going to certain minority contracts, et cetera. But that may be one that they come for. And again, as I mentioned, there's a number of different bills that have been vetoed that they may explore.
Very good. And always a pleasure on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Sean.
Have a great weekend. 8:50, time for our Feel Good News segment of the day. Well, a bunch of home bakers just set a new record in Pittsburgh for largest Christmas cookie exchange. It happened November 30th, but just shared the final count this week. 67 teams from 14 states baked and displayed a grand total of 83,427 cookies. Here's the organizer, Laura Magoni, talking about the big event.
We are very excited to announce the results of the world's largest Christmas cookie exchange.
So, you know, you had everything decorated like snowballs and Santa Claus and reindeer, just a lot of fun. The best cookies are going to come from the Bubba's in southwestern Pennsylvania. There's just no doubt about
the
it.
The Bubba's.
The Bubba's.
And if someone who doesn't know, what's a Bubba?
A Bubba's a grandmother, a beloved grandmother.
And that is a great cookie story. Brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Knowings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi. It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
The Rob Carson Show. Friday on the show, the usual cast of characters plus brand new comedy, Christmas comedy from Jim Gossett. You'll only hear it on my show. Make sure to check it out weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, final report of the day. Here's the King Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
And thank you. And thank you, Ed Hale, by the way. The situation now in the Beltway, everybody's good. I mean, it's a great day. The sun has not been a big problem this morning with anything. So everybody's south and east, normally in the bright sun. Today we have the cloud cover, and everything is good right now. It's not no precip at all. Probably by the weekend, that could be a problem. So Keep an eye out for that, especially on Sunday. But the tunnels are clear. Beltway looks good. A couple of things to watch for. Route 7 at Campbell Boulevard out in White Marsh. There you have a utility problem there. They're alternating traffic. You can take Pulaski Highway. It's right there. It's almost on top of it. You can move out on Pulaski Highway. And then 95 North. These guys work during the rush hour. They work during the midday. Northbound 95, 76-mile marker with delays at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: cloudy today, upper 30s. Tomorrow, 40s, maybe some snow showers. Saturday night into Sunday morning. But it should be a pretty nice day for football at the bank for Army and Navy. Right now, 34 and cloudy in Ocean City, and it is 30 in Parkville. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Kim, what do you have in store for us? Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Of course, there's a lot going on today.
Yeah.
On Friday. Usually we don't have a ton going on, but I want to start with this Free Beacon article. Obviously, Governor Wes Moore is at the front of it all, and I cannot understand, just so people know, because I know, you talked about it a little bit earlier, but the exclusive is what they have. It says, Wes Moore won a key White House post claiming he was touted as a foremost expert on radical Islam and was studying for an Oxford PhD. But his thesis is missing, and there's no evidence he was ever a doctoral student. Lot to unpack there.
There is a lot. Besides the fact that the thesis was changed.
Right.
There are conflicting dates on the graduation.
Because he talked about this thesis when he was running.
Right. But then the foremost expert is really what grabs me, because nobody knows him and that studies this in the radical Islam field. Knows him as an expert at all, let alone a foremost expert.
Right.
And then he tries to explain it when he was doing time, wherever, studying, that he spoke sparse Arabic with a Baltimore twang.
Yeah.
The man's not even born in Baltimore.
Right.
I've heard him speak repeatedly.
Never
there is
heard of
no Baltimore
it.
Accent or twang in Westmore at all.
This is so confusing. But we're gonna get it. We're gonna dive into it. I know a lot of people want to weigh in on it. Of course, I noticed it's in the Free Beacon. I know a whole lot of networks haven't touched it as of yet. I'm sure they're gonna do their own diligence on it. But I mean, this is very confusing.
But this is the pattern.
Yeah.
The pattern here is whether it's a College Football Hall of Fame or the Bronze Star.
But I remember when he was asked about this during his campaign, and I got to go back and find the audio clip, because he responded to this as if everything was, just fine and dandy.
Well, here's the thing. They can't find the thesis.
Right.
If you wrote the thesis, somebody should have a copy of it.
But
Oxford or the White House or...
Right. But why didn't we find that out during the campaign, I guess?
Yeah.
Where was it then? Anyways, we'll get into that. Obviously, Indiana, huge news coming out of Indiana.
Not good news.
No. And then I watched Steve Bannon's War Room, and I saw Alex DeGrassi on there. And he had the little tidbit there about how this could link to Maryland and the Democrats here. So we're going to talk about that as well.
Okay, all coming up next, Kim Klasick live.
Thanks.
Right after 9 o'clock news. We don't have time for the Kentucky Democrats today. We'll play her on Monday because it's worth hearing the whole thing because of what she said. Just typical liberal white guilt, but on steroids. So we've got that for you. So if we're heading out to the game tomorrow, Army-Navy, don't forget the VFW. They're going to be there tailgating, raising homes for our troops. They do take your cash, check, or credit card donations. And remember, it's for a worthy cause, because they build custom homes for severely injured veterans and at the place of their choice. They don't have to go somewhere else and live. They can live in their own communities. That's, I think, a big key there. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty company. Vinny has got all sorts of programs to help you sell your home, and it's guaranteed to sell. All you need to do is call Vinny 410-709-7515. And you'll discuss asking price and time frame of selling your home. And once you both agree on that and you sign on the dotted line, you sign the contract, your home is guaranteed to sell because of the 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home via Vinny Steele and his incredible agents at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And all you have to do is give them a call, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Tell them I told you to call, and they'll take care of you. And they've got all sorts of programs, the home trade-in program, the fixer-upper program, and the sell your home, stay in your home program, where you can sell it and stay for up to 12 months. How about that? 410-709-7515. All right, Kim is up next. She's going to unpack the latest controversy involving Governor Moore and his so-called thesis. and his resume and the pattern of disturbing embellishments that seem to surround our dear governor. See you Monday morning at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.